Blog Talk Radio. I'm a beat that bitch. sure, come on,
keep sure, one keep sure,
come on,
keep sure, one keep sure,
come on, keep sure, one keep sure,
come on,
keep sure, one keep sure,
come on,
keep sure, one keep sure,
come on,
keep sure, one keep sure,
come on.
Thank you. Time, touch to the Store Award Fall, May 19th. Grand prize, $1,000. The Ultimate House Grand March as a famous family. All houses must register no later than May 5th. Your mini grants include $500 for open to all performance, soft versus dramatic. Your team captains are Little James Khan, Little Rotten 007, Luke Ebony, Bloom Revlon, Beyonce Ebony. Mini grand number two, $500. Open to all runway team battles, the runway assassin. Team captains, Keith Ebony, Corey Chanel, Maurice Balenciaga, Honeycomb Dior, Dream Allure, Iman Balenciaga. Mini grand number three, $300. Femme Queen Scandalous Triple Threat, the Charlie's Angels, one breathtaking Carter, one sexy realness, and one sinister sex siren. Mini grand number four, $250. Femme Queen vs. Butch Queen, legendary performance. Psychedelic Madness. That's the second annual Baltimore Awards Ball. May 19th, address 851 Holland Street, Baltimore, Maryland. $30 all night. Tables will be fully stocked with refreshments and beverages. That's $150 in advance, $200 at the door. Doors open at 3 p.m. Ball starts at 5 p.m. This is an early ball, so please don't be late. Contact Father David Chanel for tables and info. 443-220-3483. Again, that's 443-220-3483.
Hello?
With Kelly? Can I have the legendary Ezra mother to talk to the floor? Kelly? As a lost thing. Talk to runway. As a lost thing. And she's real name's the legend.
Alexis, are you there, Alexis?
I'm here, Kelly.
Can you hear me now? Can everybody hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you now.
Oh, y'all didn't hear me the last time?
No, we did not.
Oh, I'm so sorry, everybody. But like I was saying, we're back live on the air for another installment of the show. This is Tens of Chops, the number one station in ballroom history, where you will definitely get all information ballroom all the time, honey, and I'm definitely going to bring it to you from wherever I'm at, because why? I am a journalist, honey, okay? And I am here to do a job, honey. Without further ado, honey, I see that we have our co-host on, honey. I'm waiting for Miss London to get on the line, but I see we have Miss Divine is on the line, and Father Rodney is on the line, so let's bring them on and get this man to start. Hello.
Up there. Hey, Kels. How are you?
Nothing much. Just chilling, honey.
Okay.
Honey, we're just chilling, honey. Hold on. Let's bring Rodney on, honey.
All right.
I now welcome you, the legendary, iconic overall father prodigy, Rodney, Realness, Urban, Let's Go
Rodney.
Rodney.
Welcome to the jungle. Welcome to the jungle, pal. Yeah.
Hey, Rodney, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's going on?
Okay. Switchboard, can you please bring London on Switchboard?
Every time you come around my London Bridge, wanna go down like London,
wanna go down like London. Mouth drop. European verse. Just a verse like a lady. Let me show you. Huh.
Matty, you're supposed to vote like a lady. Stay in one spot.
Pussy.
Oh no, it's a chop. Box the chamber for you.
London.
Hello, my love.
Hold on, stay right there. Hold on, let's bring our resident pioneer icon on, our Chanel International. Definitely live on the air, honey. We're definitely going to get straight into it, honey, baby. If anybody calls in between, honey, and like to talk about any balls that happened outside of the South this weekend, we will definitely talk about them. But we're definitely here to definitely recap the South this weekend, okay? And let me, and before we go into great details of everything that happened this weekend. You know, the girls have been asking questions, okay? Okay, I'm going to let the girls know, baby.
You don't owe nobody no explanation?
I do. I know, baby. I'm just going to let them know, baby, honey. Mother, I've been telling the girls for a long time, baby. Mother is a diabetic, honey. I got to Atlanta with my girlfriend, Alexis, and I was getting my hair done by Miss Portia Milan, and I got very sick. And that's why I'm in the hospital. It ain't got nothing to do with anything else. Bitch ain't got no STDs, ain't got no EVDs, no ERTs, no BBDs. Okay, bitch? Okay, girl. So for all you girls that want to know, baby, honey, okay, I almost went into a diabetic coma, bitch, and I'm in the hospital, and I'm doing great, and I'm doing wonderful, and I'm here, and I'm enjoying my vacation in a Piedmont hospital, honey. They treated me like white woman con, honey. But we're gonna go straight into the recap, and we're gonna also bring on, because I know he also has a lot to say about this weekend, honey, because he has been voicing his opinion about this weekend for a very long time. It's the father of all fathers, the pioneer icon, Tony Revlon, is definitely going to sit in with y'all. As y'all recap, I told y'all I'm just going to sit here, and I'm going to really listen, and then I'll chime in from time to time because I wasn't actually there, but I can only go by what came through the red phone. So, Tony, you're live on the air.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah,
it's pretty
loud, man. Tony?
Hello?
Tony?
Yeah. Hello?
Okay, you're live. Tony, you're live on the air with the cast.
Hey, Tony.
Hey, Tony.
London,
hey,
Rotten.
Father.
Hey, Tony.
Okay.
How's it going?
I'm telling you, I'm going to open up the doors. I'm just waiting for my Facebook to log in because I have someone transfer, copy and paste the information that Marcus and that person was talking, and this was done in February, so I'm going to open the door and see, and the people out there could see how the wars went.
I hope we definitely do get, you know, because I noticed from time to time every year with this North Carolina Awards Board, every year when we do the recap show, Marcus always gets the backlash for everything that happens with this ball. And
what?
Marcus is not the only promoter.
He's always the one who's talking.
Well,
let me finish saying what I was saying, please. Marcus is not the only promoter that is having this ball. It is five other people that is having this ball. Yes, Marcus is the most boisterous person out of the five when it comes to promoting and everything, but I think everybody should get the lashing the same way Marcus gets the lashing. It's
okay,
no
Kelly, I don't mean to interrupt you. What you're saying is there is five promoters, and R.R., Rodney, London, and Yvonne. Any other time I'd be on here yelling, I would try my best not to yell. I would try my best not to let anyone bring me out of my character. After I read this to y'all and to everybody that's listening, Marcus had a big part, the biggest part to play inside these awards.
Okay, well, while Tony gets that up, I would love to have the promoters definitely call in here and, you know, and be a part of this recap, not just Marcus, all of them, honey. Because I heard somebody text the red phone as I was sitting here, Piedmont. Somebody texted the red phone as I was sitting here at Piedmont, and they gave the very, are y'all going to have the rest of the categories at the Rubber Ball the next day? And Ms. Econ gave the very, no, we're not having no ball. We're not having no rest of the cash categories tomorrow. That ball was yesterday, and that's over with, and that's done with.
Well, thanks to Marcus for the $1,500, because from my understanding, had it been left up to the other promoters, that my son, the legendary Twister, Champ Manolo Blahnik, would not have got his $1,500. So, Marcus, once again, thank you.
Baby, the girls is giving it up like that.
Alexis, why you say that? What was going to happen? What was going on with that?
Well, I don't know, because, I mean, just like I've heard the same thing Kelly said about they weren't going to finish the categories. But Mark just said that he made sure that that category got finished. I think it was only like four categories left.
No, it wasn't four categories left. It was more than four categories left. And I also feel if you are a promoter of a ball, and it's five events, and if you're giving it away $1,500 and you know your ball has to be over at 2:30 a.m., that category should have started before 12 a.m.
Well, I texted and I put out a blast around like 9 o'clock, and I said I thought this ball was supposed to start at 8 o'clock. What's going on? And my rebuttal that I got back was it wasn't Marcus' fault; it was Econ's fault why the ball did not start on time.
Okay, who can I ask who talking on that with Kelly or?
That's Kelly talking.
All right, Kelly. I'm trying to see where I'm gonna start these messages at, because Econ and Marcus is gonna be back and forth with each other. Okay, now me, I've been here for exactly 2 years, and I'm going to ask RR, because RR has been out longer, and I'm also going to start off like this. This is no disrespect to no houses that won awards Saturday, okay? Let me say that straight. But RR, I have a question to ask you.
First of all, I already told you what I seen. When I seen the nomination sheet, Tony, I thought it was a disrespect too, Tony. I already know what you're talking about, Tony.
Okay, and one thing I know I have a bad reputation, like everybody said, but I will say this, and for Jack to come up to me and many other people came up to me in D.C. and said I have changed my house, I've done a 360. I feel that the Carolinas disrespected my house, and I'm going to say it was Marcus, and I'm going to start off right now. I'm going to open up the doors concerning.
Oh?
Okay. Lola, does anyone know, and I'm going to say the names, I'm not going to say this person, I'm going to say the names. If anybody remember Lola Revlon, do you remember Lola Botany?
Yes.
Okay. This happened in February. Marcus and Lola was texting. Lola had left the house of Revlon, so Marcus is trying to get Lola as a garçon. I got a couple offers. Okay. It started off like this. So where's the next ball for you? Did Giovanni invites you to the Garçon meeting? Lola, you call back. I got a couple of offers. Not sure. Not a lot of people know I am a 007.
Tony,
Kelly, put yourself on mute.
Kelly, put your phone on mute, Kelly. Will you say me?
Yeah, Kelly.
Put your phone on mute. Hold on. Y'all must be hearing me. You know they gave me my drip. Sorry. Hold on. Let me mute myself. Hold on. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I'm not even gonna go through that. I'm just gonna go to where he stated. Okay, he told me the open of a North Carolina chapter, and I was inviting not only author, but I would like you to be a garçon. That's what Marcus sent to Lola. Now it says, I like the production. Okay, now I'm going to go to awards. Just Marcus asked Lola how many wins has she won last year. Lola said two. Marcus came back with two. So you won Lydell Ball and JJ Ball. The girls left the wins off. I upset it. Did you win JJ Ball with someone? When I looked at it, I knew it wasn't right. Lola, they did not count them. Yeah. So Marcus come back. So now you tied with Bella. They had you down for one ball. That's a lie, because Lola and I already talked, and Lola had two votes. Marcus come out and said, well, If you be a garçon, I will make you win due to the fact that I am the last person to check the vote. Then Lola goes said that I have many offers. One of the offers was
the House of Blatters. Marcus replied, child, I wouldn't trust her too much. She kissed ass, a lot of ass. Lola replied back, who? Marcus come back with capital letters, econ. She ain't on your side. Lola come back, why? She's on Tony's side always and always kissing Tony's ass. And one thing, you don't want to go to the House of Blondie because the House of Blondie is scared of Tony. So, and then he follow up and say, I think that you need to be a Bassar because you will shine as a Bassar. I am sick and tired of all the other houses that winning and not paying the homage they should be paid. So that right there is saying that he read the Blondes, he read the Econ, talking about Econ as an ass kisser. Then also saying that Lola's came out and said, well, I think I'm going to lose because of the fact that they're gonna bully for Bella to win. And that's when Marcus came back and said, you don't have to worry about that. I got you. So that's just saying that all the awards that was given out, I mean, the nominees, the ballots, and all of that, Marcus is the last person to have to say so. Okay? And Marcus do voice his opinion, and I will say this. I would say this to Rodney, and I would say this to James. They both have talked to me many a times for me to leave Marcus alone. Rodney, I will say this to you. After reading this, and if Kelly or Rodney want me to copy and paste a whole conversation, I will do that. That is unfair to everyone in North Carolina, the members here, the houses here, for Marcus to even change any ballots or anything like that. This is written proof. So, Marcus, I have it, Marcus, and I would say this. You have to be very careful of who you instant message. You have to be very careful of who you talk to. Because at the end of the day, I might not be speaking to them at that time, but sooner or later, I will be speaking to them. And they're going to tell me everything you say. I will also say this to you, that I'm not a bully. Okay, my house deserves a lot of awards that night because of the fact that they worked their hard. Many houses that should have been nominated, there's no way that if you walk a ball, four balls, your house should automatically be nominated for House of the Year. I feel that they disrespect the House of Khan. I feel they disrespect the House of Mizrahi. I feel that they disrespect the House of Prodigy and all that because that was a totally disrespect, Kelly. Is R.R. on the phone?
Yeah, I'm here.
I have a question to ask you, R.R. You've been in this thing for a very long time. You've been to awards. I have a question. If the House of Chanel wins this award, hello, R.
Yeah, I'm here.
If the House of Chanel wins 15 awards and the House of Revlon wins 5 awards, who's supposed to win House of the Year?
The House of Chanel.
Thank you. So this, and I will also say this. The last ballot that Marcus put out, I would say Marcus, again, Kelly, due to the fact that I spoke to Marcus, and Marcus was saying that everyone was going to get an email concerning the ballot, that every promoter knew about it. I called Robert O'Lore, which is one of the promoters, that knew nothing about this email. So that means Robert didn't know nothing about it, Tim, Chanel didn't know nothing about it, Econ Blahnik did not know nothing about it either. That means that was Marcus doing. So when Marcus put out the ballot, and then the only time he put out the ballot was if he had a tie. So it doesn't make a difference of who anyone picks. They are going to pick whoever they feel to win. If the awards is called in the North Carolina Awards Ball, that means that it should be just like any other awards ball. Whenever you allow people to choose a winner, it's just as a People's Choice Award. And me being here for 2 years, Kelly, the rest of the cast, it would not happen like that next year. Jabu Khan is taking over. Then his first season should be June 2nd, along with Econ, along with Tim, along with Robert O'Lore. Because the way they did these awards this year was a totally disrespect to not just the Revlons, it was a disrespect to every house that
done was at Eddie Ball. That was a totally disrespect. And what's making it like, I spoke to Jaja, I spoke to Melvin, I spoke to Nylon and all that. Once I explained it to them, they all understood. And they all were saying the same thing, that what I'm saying is true. Because the way they did it, Kelly, it was a disrespect.
Tony, let me ask you a question. So the House of Revlon won the most of the year, correct?
We won 15 awards.
Okay, who won House of the Year?
The House of Ebony won.
Okay, so how? That was a discrepancy that we had. Well, not we, but that was a discrepancy that they was having in Atlanta. Am I wrong, Rodney?
Correct.
Wasn't that one of the discrepancies? And Marcus was voicing, he was saying that if they won the most of the year, that they should have got of the year, House of the Year?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay. So, the Ebony's won House of the Year, but the Revlon's got the most of the year. And Marcus had the last vote.
Now, Marcus, okay, honestly, I spoke to a lot of them leaders of houses. If Marcus or any of them promoters can post what them houses voted, then I will get on here and then I will apologize to Marcus concerning the House of the Year vote. But I will also say this. When you are voting for House of the Year, nobody has the right to vote for House of the Year. It is to come back concerning the impact, concerning how many of the years you win that night. It should not go on other houses choosing House of the Year. And that's just common sense. And every state award board I have attended does not run like that. That was a disrespect. And honestly, Rodney, Kelly, and the rest of the cast, and all of you, it's not even about my house. And it was about the other houses that I felt that they disrespect. Because they had 9 balls here, and I've been to every 9 ball. All 9 of them, I was there. The House of Mizrahi always bought a table. The House of Prodigy always bought a table. The House of Cards always bought a table. And they supported each other. So I feel that they all should have been nominated. That was a disrespect.
Well, is that something that the Alliance decided on, how the House of the Year would get, you know, how the houses would get nominated?
Honestly, I'm not going to even lie to you. The Alliance down here only met one time, and that was concerning this awards ball. They did the same thing last year. They've done the same thing this year. But I can tell you this, they will not do that next year. Because I spoke to other leaders, and other leaders is going to be more in tune with the Alliance next year. Because this that happened was, I mean, Kelly, y'all, if y'all saw them ballots, half of them people didn't even walk last year. And then half of the people walked one time, and then they went in. No, and then there's other people that won 2 and 3 times. How could you give a awards ball if you're not even attending the balls? The only one that attended every ball down here was Econ. So Econ should have walked every winner down here from January until the end of December. Marcus only attended 2 balls, which was the awards ball last year and the D-up ball. My bad, 3 balls. The aftermath after the awards ball. That was it. And then I had a meeting with Robert, Alord, Tim, Chanel, and Econ Blondie. We were always talking. Once I explained it to them, that's when their whole attitude changed towards Marcus. But then it was too late because the ballot was already out.
So, Dan, let me ask you a question.
Marcus, you're fired.
Hold on. So, Dan, let me ask you a question. Do you feel as though the other promoters are playing tit for tat, like they get with Marcus and they say something, and then they get with you and they say something else? Do you feel that?
Okay, but Rodney, I would say this to you, and I love you down. Black and white is not going to lie.
Oh, yeah, I'm with you on that. I'm with you on the stuff that you just
said. Okay, he can't say nothing else to me. They say he can't get on his phone and try to cover it up. because she must have thought me and Lola were never going to speak. Me and Lola still don't speak, but she still speaks to one of my children. She still speaks to one of my members that's inside my house. And I will say this, Lola was even scared to copy and paste this because she felt that nobody was going to like her or no. People need to know what Mark is doing. Marcus voices are pinging so much, and who is Marcus? You know, for Marcus, hold on, Tony.
I just want to let y'all all know, honey. I just want to let y'all all know. I love y'all all, honey, baby. Mother gotta go, baby, honey. My drip is kicking in. My painkillers is kicking in, and I gotta go. Peace out. Okay.
All right.
Feel better,
Kelly. Y'all take over the show. I love y'all all for loving me, whatever alleyway, whatever bathroom y'all go into. Please make sure y'all practice safe sex. And everybody, please keep me in your prayers, honey. I'll see y'all later.
Bye, Kelly.
Okay, bye-bye.
And Robbie, honest, and I do understand that that's your friend, your girlfriend, or whatever. But being a friend and being an icon, which you are, right is right and wrong is wrong.
Oh, no, I'm not taking his side at all there, because it's some stuff I disagree with him about, and I'll talk to him about, you know, I spoke with him about it as well, but I told him, as far as being a vocal person, we have another group of individuals, everybody should have got the blame, or he should have let them talk, he should let them be active, as well as yourself, so everything wouldn't be pinpointed on him and brought to him. That's what I told him. But, you know, Mark's very stubborn, so he decided that he wanted to still take the forefront. So I was like, when stuff goes wrong or doesn't go like it should go, you're going to get the whole blame as opposed to the whole group getting the blame.
But Rodney, I'm not going to even lie to you. I spoke to all of them on the same phone line. We had conference calls and all that. Honestly, let's just keep it real. Marcus is Marcus doing. Marcus changed votes and all that. It's say in here, black and white, and all that. Marcus cannot tell me that he did not say that. He cannot tell me he did not type that to Lola. I read it. You need me to copy and paste it and put it into your inbox, I would do that and put it in our inbox, and whoever else will like this information. Marcus needs to stop his bullshit. If Marcus don't like me, that's me. Don't take it out on my house. If you don't like a car, don't take it out on the house of car, Prodigy, Mizza, et cetera, et cetera. You know, if Marcus learns to keep his mouth shut, Marcus would not be having problems like this. Okay, my son Fred spoke to Marcus. Jay spoke to Marcus. My other son, me and Prodigy, spoke to him and tell him to leave me alone. Okay? I came into the D.C. Capitol Awards, but due to the fact of Harold, Rodney, and Jay, I did not touch him. But I'm asked Rodney, that's your girlfriend, tell him to leave me alone. And that's on my mother, Gray. I'm not doing nothing to him. I'm letting this man walk away, but he will not keep disrespecting me. I don't go around disrespecting nobody, and I'm not going to allow this man to keep doing that, because he keeps doing it feeling and knowing that Rodney is his girlfriend, that James Corden is his girlfriend, okay? And that's not right, Rodney.
I understand.
So we need the rest of the promoters to call in, and Marcus, where are you?
Oh, Marcus, I go get on his phone.
He's trying to get through now.
Well, if you get through, I'm letting you know right now, tell them not to say anything to me. That man could see me face to face.
Oh, my God.
No. And congrats on the, Tony, you on the phone, Dad?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm not going nowhere.
Congrats on the $1,000 house with the most trophies. You guys did a great job. Good balance.
Thanks, Rodney. And then you just let me say this also, Rodney. People know when it's shade being thrown at certain houses, because even me and James talked about this Saturday. Okay, look at the first half of the judges. Then you go back and look at the second half. Okay, whatever he got against me, be a man that hit the grass or hit around a corner and settle it. But trying to disrespect my house, not putting a Revlon on the panel the first half. Then you have all them other houses up there. That was a disrespect also. And then the same people, the same houses that judged the first half was up there the second half.
They told us they was gonna do that because the houses that had the houses that had people, the five people, their houses were putting, they were using their members twice in our house, like your house, Con, Revlon, Prodigy, Balenciaga. The other houses that were there would get sprinkled in throughout the bar, intertwined in between, you know, both halves split together. But they told us that their houses will be judging twice, the people that were throwing the ball.
Okay, I left something out. He also was asking Lola was she coming to the awards ball. Lola stated back to him, no, I'm not coming to the awards ball because I have been threatened. He comes back to Lola and says, you don't have to worry about them threats. No, okay, whatever me and my daughter go through, that's me and my daughter. I have nothing to do with Marcus. Okay, now, Martin, I would say this to Marcus. You don't know what happened with me and Lola. It was deeper than what you even think. You know, and whatever we go through, I'm not even going to explain what Lola done to me because if you know me, I don't go around picking. I don't go around messing with nobody or anything like that. Rodney, you knew me for years. You knew me for years. If I come out of my character, that means someone brought me out of my character.
Tony, I think Marcus, you're on the air.
Get out there, y'all.
Hello?
Well, Lord?
I'm here. Okay. So where, Rodney, Jasmine,
Kelly, where y'all want to start? Like, I will address everything. I don't know where everyone is. I know one of the promoters is going to...
Hold on. Let me say this. Tony, I don't know. I don't really know all the logistics of what happened towards the voting of the ball or whatever. But sometimes, and I please don't get upset when I say this because it's not towards you personally, but I have seen it done a lot. A lot of times when we have issues with promoters, we tend to take things a little more personal than what it really is. Now, I'm not saying that it's not the case. I'm just saying, you know, sometimes when we have issues or we have had issues in the past with certain voters, we tend to think that they're picking at us when sometimes they're really not. It's just how things happen. Now, like I said, I don't know if that was the case with the North Carolina.
No,
that
was Alexis.
This is Alexis. Alexis, this I would say to you, Alexis, on what you just said. Whatever people do, they're going to do. Okay?
Right.
When you could sit and watch when shade is being thrown. I read this. It's nothing nobody can tell me about this man right here. I feel Marcus is evil. I feel Marcus is a snake. I feel Marcus is a liar. Because I read this. He cannot tell me. I see his little picture, the Lola, and all that. He can't tell me anything, and no one else could tell me anything. Alexis, this man said that he gets the last vote. You have nothing to worry about, Lola. If
well, Marcus,
you come to,
you?
Come to the house.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, Marcus, go ahead.
Okay. So in regards to the Lola situation, our father Tony, and I'm just going to say this honestly, you remember that the wins that I got came from your member, Kenya Revlon. Those wins, we agreed, came from, and she admitted to it because we were on a three-way call, those wins were reported from her getting the copies of the winners from a picture text message. So what ends up happening is at that point, Lola's names were not on there, and we knew she had wins. When I sent her a message and said, what balls did you win, she told me the name of the balls. Then I said, well, we only have one ball listed down for you. She said, oh, well, that's not the case. I said, well, obviously they were left off not knowing where to place the blame. And then what I said was, yes, I will work it out.
at that point, let's just be clear, they tied up. Lola and Bella were tied. But Bella won the award when it came down to
no,
the tie.
I don't care about what Bella won. What did you say to Lola by saying that she's more known and all that? Did you ask Lola to
when
be
it came down, no, when it came down to voting, Lola
did
was worried
you,
about
now, my
her.
Question to you is, did you ask Lola to be a garçon?
No, I did not ask Lola to be a garçon.
You didn't ask Lola to be a garçon?
I did not ask her to be. I asked her, was she interested in coming to an induction meeting? In the House of Garçon, we don't put people in the house. One person doesn't have the authority.
Okay, and then you have a conversation about Renee also, about coming, and then you said that that you would be honored to have Renee St. Laurent in the House of Garçon, but you would have to speak to Shannon. Did you say
that? That's correct. That is correct.
Okay. My next question.
I don't have the right to offer anyone membership.
You don't have the right to do a damn thing, honestly.
Right.
I don't. Now, I will also ask you this question. Did you tell your House members this today they cannot go to no ball knowing that my ball is Friday because your House has been threatened?
My house has been threatened. Nobody threatened the House of Garçon.
You don't attend nothing down here. You don't support nothing down here. And that's just real. Okay, and
I do apologize. I stand by that decision. My House will not attend at this point till things calm down. Any balls in the Carolinas, and it's just till things calm down.
I bet you your house could be there. And I don't even know why Shannon would even put you in this, inside that house. You're nothing but a shit starter. You run your fucking mouth, yo, and don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Because then no one, who went in the House of Garçon's office? That's a lie. That's a lie. You telling people that people
said
that you
house.
Who said the House of Garçon? Huh?
I received a direct threat to my House members, and no, we will not attend any balls in the Carolinas.
From who? The House of Revlon?
No, sir, it was not. It wasn't,
okay.
It wasn't even a Revlon.
So you telling me that when you telling me the House of Garçon has been threatened, so you telling me when Whitney, the icon, will come to a ball that they're going to attack Whitney? That's a lie. You telling me if Shannon comes to a ball that they're going to attack Shannon? You're a damn liar, yo.
Okay.
You are lying. Didn't nobody threaten your house? No one. First of all, why would someone threaten your house when your house did nothing? Your house have nothing to do with that. The same way I've been telling people for years, if you don't like Tony Revlon, don't take it out on my house. And it's the same thing here, Mark.
Father Tony, you have nothing to do with that part.
I have a lot to do with it because of the fact that when other people boycotting balls in the Carolinas.
We're not boycotting balls. We're not boycotting any ball. This could be my best friend's ball. If Rodney or James had a ball in South Carolina or North Carolina this weekend, we would not be going. And I'm doing that to protect my kids. That's what I have to do. That's my choice. I have to protect them because if something does happen, I'm responsible for them. And I hope you understand that.
Marcus, this is so funny. You just had an aftermath last night, but now your house being threatened.
But this happened today, Father Tony. When I posted
it happened
the message
today.
Okay. All right.
So, Marcus, out of protection for the House of Garçon, who threatened you so the people will know?
It doesn't matter.
London, Alexis, when someone threatens someone, like I always said, and I have always said this, I don't threaten nobody. Because when you threaten someone, you automatically get incarcerated. So if someone threatens someone's life, and everyone know how Marcus is, why would Marcus tell anybody?
Why would Marcus go to the cops?
I'm taking the proper – I'm not going to the cops. I'm taking the precautions that I can do to protect my members. I don't know why.
Marcus,
this,
if anybody
I'll be honest
wants,
with you,
if
that's
anybody
a
wants to go stop,
honestly,
okay.
Father Tony,
Marcus,
I never
Marcus, Marcus, if anybody going to threaten somebody, they – whoever threaten your house – got to be a thug-ass person. And if anyone that thug-ass person is not going to threaten somebody, they're going to knock on their motherfucking door. I feel, and this is my opinion, and an opinion is like an asshole. Everybody got one. Some is small, some is big, and some is just shitty. My opinion is I think you're full of shit. I think you're a fucking liar. I feel that you disrespected me and my house, and I don't think, I'm not going to say I don't think. I know Rodney James and them cannot tell me anything anymore. After I read what you wrote to Lola, the disrespect that you say to me, the disrespect that you stabbed Econ in the back by calling Econ an ass kiss and all that, that was a disrespect. You need to learn to respect people because you ain't nothing in this scene. You... What makes your name is you put your name on these motherfucking flyers as being a promoter. You're a non-stop.
No, 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 Father Tony. What makes my name is I put my name on flyers and people come. What makes my name important is that people come. I put my name on a flyer and people come. Anyone can put their name on a flyer. Anyone can promote their way.
I've never
claimed to be anybody in the ballroom scene. I never want to be a legend. I never want to be anything
else. Every time I walk past you, you jump, bitch. Okay, remember that. Okay, every time I walk past you.
Okay,
so let's go. Let's get on the phone. Sean at bad.
Tony. 404-798, you're live on the air.
And a messed up thing, Rodney, in London and Alexis, that the rest of Carolina people is not calling in.
Econ,
London, Econ is on the line. He wants
Okay, what's his number?
It's an 803.
It's a 910 number.
Oh, okay, 910. Somebody listen from the radio, from the computer.
Okay, Econ, you're on the air.
Econ, how y'all doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey. Let me just start with to let everybody know that unfortunately I won't be able to be on the call all night because I have to be to work at 5 o'clock. But I definitely wanted to definitely get up here and just address a couple of things. I'm not up here to be going back and forth with no Marcus. I'm not up here to be going back and forth, and I'm just gonna go straight to what it is and be truthful. First of all, I'm not a scary individual, so I don't have a problem being up here. I do want to first of all thank everyone that did come out to support the Carolina Wars Ball, because we do appreciate that, and we appreciate every year. So that's first and foremost, congratulations to all the winners and the House of Revlon for the $1,000 at the mini ball last night. But I do want to say, first and foremost, that no, Econ does not know as concerned, never have been, never will be. I don't have to be. I think anybody in this scene that knows me knows my character and knows that's not what I give. So whatever that is about me being an ass kisser, that's not me. Sorry, got to find someone else. I will let everybody know that as being the chair of the council, I will definitely take part responsibility, if not full responsibility, for a lot of the foolishness that has been going on the last few years. What I will say is that we have set guidelines and rules into place, and we've stuck to it, whether, you know, by voting, and the majority votes win, and that's how it goes. I'm not going to say and let everybody know, I'll tell everybody that I agreed with everything that went down, or just that and third, because some things I didn't. Some things I did, but I stuck to it and went along with it. We argued, we fussed now each and every day. You know, like Tony did mention, we didn't have one meeting. That's correct, because things just came so draining. But I will say what Father Tony is saying is absolutely 100% correct. In my heart, I feel like there was an injustice done to a lot of individuals because there are a lot of houses, i.e. Prodigy, Khan, Mizza, and other houses that have supported throughout the whole year, and the way in which we do things is not right. And like I told everybody on last week, we are still growing with this thing, and we are still, you know, we haven't been doing this 10 and 15 years, so we're still growing. We do make mistakes, and I can admit to that. But I can promise everybody we're going to do everything in our power with the support of the legends and icons that are willing to stand beside us to make this thing better for the years to come, as far as I'm doing it. I believe it was right. And I will say that I don't think it's all been right.
I have a question to ask you.
have a question to ask you. Okay, starting June 2nd, is you changing your the people that's on this board?
June 9th is our next meeting, and it, first and foremost, we got to get everybody there that's supposed to be there to have a voice, because that's what happens, is that people don't come when we need them to come to voice this. So when rules get made, it's only been made by the 5 or 6 people that's hard to show up. So when everybody come, like they did the last meeting we did, we can move somewhere. But yeah, things have to change when it comes to the council. We have to kind of strip kind of how we've been doing things, and we got to really put down on paper what's right and actually go by that and then stick to it. That includes myself, meaning not changing stuff halfway through. We got to stick through it, but it has to be right. But it's going to take everybody that's a mother or father or a leader in this Carolina Baltimore thing to be there to voice their opinion and to be heard.
So basically, is Marcus still going to have the last vote?
Marcus didn't have the last vote. If you want to see, the House of Garcon voted second. I will be publishing the votes of every house that voted, what time they voted, what email address they voted from, and what IP address they voted from.
The last ballot you sent out to all, the last email you sent out, it was not a choice. You had House of the Year. You only had to pick one house. So if you get that ballot to the if you get that ballot to Rodney Prodigy, he has to vote for Prodigy. So everyone you sent that email had to vote for their house. So how you came up with House of the Year, sir?
Wait, Rodney. I mean.
Yeah. No,
switchboard.
No,
hold on, wait, Marcus.
Alexis, we've been attacked. I have the right to defend myself.
Okay,
let
I'm
me,
trying to get chicken
the
on the line, Marcus.
Okay.
Thank you.
But while you're doing that, I'm getting the answer.
Switchboard.
One moment.
Switchboard, can you look for a 336 number?
Yeah, we have a ton of callers. Do we have another caller?
Hold on, London. This is important. We need to address this. If we could take a moment, we would appreciate it.
Okay, when that moment, a caller can be called. You know?
Okay, go ahead then, London. I'm sorry.
Okay.
This is the first time we spoke together at the same time.
I know, and how are you? I know, it's just you're so late.
okay.
Okay, I have chicken on the line.
Please?
Chicken.
So one of the other promoters from the Carolina Ballroom scene.
Okay,
so can I read the answer to how House of the Year went? House of the Year. The House of Con voted for Ebony. We were the first house to vote. The House of Blahnik voted for Blahnik. It was
so,
the second house to vote. The House of
Milan
voted for Milan.
Did you have one spot or two spots?
Dad won.
For the final ballot, you vote more for one house. That's how it goes. I mean,
I don't know. I haven't seen any ballot or anything.
Okay.
But I was told that it was voted for your house and another house. So that's one thing I knew about.
Correct. A Boyer, whoever. The House of Mugler voted for Chanel. The House of Prestige voted for Ebony.
Okay, question. Let's stop right there. Why would the House of Prestige eat Alverning live all the way in Philly?
Based on the rules that are set up, now that has already changed. Your house can walk 2 balls.
Why would Alverning have a word when we had 9 balls down here and Alverning only attended 2?
You only have to attend 2 to be able to have a vote in Carolina. Now, next year, that rule has changed because in Greensboro, the council agreed to change that to 50% of the balls and 50% of the meetings. But last year, we had to go by the rules that were established.
You are missing the point of what I'm saying. Why would Alverning vote when he don't know what's happened after them 2 balls that he attended? That doesn't make sense to me.
Hold on, y'all, because we're not going to do this on me. What it sounds like is y'all need to get the council together in the Carolinas.
We have our council together, and the rules are just not agreed upon, and we're going to change the rules.
Okay, Marcus, I would say this to you. I'm not going to bite my tongue.
I don't know what, why Econ is on the phone being a bitch right now, because my question to Econ was, is your council that's on that five of y'all are going to change?
Oh, yeah, because I'm resigning. And am I still on? Hello? Oh, yeah, I didn't even get a chance to address that. But, yeah, a lot of things are going to change, yes, and that, if the council is going to change. The council is going to change, and not only that, what's been happening is the same individuals that's been on the executive board of the council has been the same exact individuals throwing the ball, and it should not be. My definitely number one proposition is that those that are dealing with the executive council that are making or enforcing the rules that people say or whatnot should not be the exact same people throwing the ball. It's a conflict of interest. So, yes, to answer that question,
my
correct.
Next question to you, Econ, is did any of your five, what out of five of y'all that gave that award for, which ones attended all nine balls?
The only person I can honestly say that attended all, and it was actually 10 balls, Father Tony, the only person that I can say that actually attended all 10 was myself. Out of me would have been Chicken. Out of Chicken would have been Robert, Tim, and then Marcus.
Then Marcus. Okay. So now I have another question. If you giving up, let me know, I don't even have a question for you, Econ. I have a question to the tag. If you giving an award for Rodney, R.R., Alexis, and London, if y'all giving an award for and it's going by points, should someone from them five promoters be at every ball keeping track of the winners?
Between the five of them, yeah. Somebody should be in the
table. Okay, so when
Alexis,
you giving
we have Chicken on the line.
Okay.
Chicken is here.
Sorry, Tony.
Yeah, okay, Alexis?
It's funny because I just remember us going through this conversation in our group about the Atlanta ballroom scene, the Alliance. They was reading the Atlanta Alliance, and here it is. The North Carolina Alliance is going through the same problem. Okay,
no,
Econ,
hold on one second. We're not going to sit here and lie. We're calling it out. What happened was,
Marcus,
balls that
Marcus,
were never
Marcus.
Slated to count. No, Alexis, we're giving it out.
Let's
give it. Balls that weren't slated to count, counted. There were only supposed to be seven balls or maybe six balls that were supposed to count for the year this year. And mysteriously, more balls appeared. I'm muted now.
Okay, Rodney, Alexis, London, and R.R. One thing about me, I'm not gonna go around corners. The bitches talk about my two balls. Honestly, you don't have to call me Father Tony. To you, my name is Tony. Okay, and what he's talking about is because they thought my first Friday was a series, but then when I came to the meeting and pulled out both of my flyers, because this is what was going on. It was Chicken and Marcus was saying that they didn't want to count my balls because it was a series. But when I came to the meeting and put out both of my flyers, which one said first Friday and one said second Friday, they both gagged. So therefore they had to count it because I gave out more than $1,000. My flyer was out more than 45 days. And Rodney, Alexis, and London, when I first came down here, my balls wasn't counted, and once they explained it to me, I had no problem with that. So any ball that came after understood they rules, I followed they rules. Now, and then another thing here is that how could you nominate ball of the year when people was, okay, and me and Lidell, that's my boy. How was his board nominated and not even Cage and Keisha board when they had the Crowder's board, Lidell had nobody at his board but nothing but Revlon at his board? No one was there.
His ball would have never been nominated for Ball of the Year because it wasn't going to count. And what happened was, we being honest, Econ made an executive decision to count it. Not after me and Chicken disagreed on it. The entire executive board agreed not to count on it. So I don't want it to be pinpointed.
How could y'all vote on something that y'all wasn't attending?
because it was a piece of Tony.
That doesn't make sense to me.
The balls were called first Fridays of the South.
Hello, hello, hello. Listen, we are not going to do this all night. No disrespect to no one. This is something that you guys need to get in the Carolinas and meet with each other and get an understanding of. And it's no shade to no one. The Carolina Awards Ball was on Saturday. The awards have been given out, and I don't see nobody taking no awards back and giving it to nobody else. So
Alexis, this is no disrespect. On Monday after the Any Ball, this is called the recap.
No. We're gonna recap the ball. But Tony, like, are y'all arguing about who should have got House of the? This not gonna get taken back.
Alexis, I'm not arguing about what I'm talking about is completely fact. I'm not arguing with Marcus. What Marcus doing is trying to defend himself. I'm speaking facts. The rest of these people, Alexis, can stand behind their door and all that. I spoke to James. I have many conversations with Rodney. I spoke to Fred, Chanel, and all of them, like Tony, Bob, Dad, just leave it alone. But, Fred, Alexis, when you walk into a ball, when you are, and me, and this is my opinion, Alexis, I don't even think they should have had a war for. I think they should have just had a ball. I don't think they should. They gave out awards to people that did not deserve awards. I spoke to many other people in many other houses, you know, and they just don't want to get on here and speak their mind because of, I guess, the next year. Me, it's just like I never did an interview. I did one Saturday. You know, I am an open-minded person, Alexis. And Alexis, if you listen to the conversation I had, it's not even about my house. It's about the disrespect that five people done to other houses.
Tony, I understand what you're saying. What I'm saying is that the Carolina Alliance needs to meet and get this understood so that we don't have to go through this next year.
Alexis.
Now, hold on. I got the number, London.
Yeah, we have 10 callers, so yeah.
Okay. We have another caller, 404-798. You're live on the air. 404-798, you're live on the air. You're gone.
843-601, you're live on the air.
Hello.
All on the line.
Hello,
you're live on the air.
Okay, this is Keisha Bugatti, and I got Keisha on here as well, Keisha Blahnik.
I'm here. Yeah, we both had a ball. Okay. I just want to say this really quick because we're not going to go back and forth. We both had a ball or whatever. We was told our ball was going to count for other year. It didn't count. I thought that was kind of shady. Besides that, the same thing, I agree with my father, Tony. Like, you know, all of how everybody got everything going with those awards, it was a bunch of bullshit. That's just my opinion. It's no disrespect to nobody.
Jason,
but what I will like to
Jason,
say real
your
quick,
ball did count. Your ball did count.
Wait a minute.
What
that's fine.
Well,
okay. Let me just say
count.
This. My only thing is that out of all the girls that are on the council, really, how many of the girls, besides, not just because that's my house member, really walk?
None.
Oh, okay. So
this is my whole point. This is my whole point, Marcus. You always saying this, you always saying that, but we're going to keep it funky. You know what you be giving. You know how fierce you are. You know how shady you are. So, therefore, if you put rules and regulations and then y'all change them in the middle of a motherfucking voting series, so of course the House of Ebony is going to win because if everyone had to pick their own house, everyone's going to pick their own house. And then
Keisha,
you pick the House
Keisha,
of Ebony.
An example.
So
Keisha, let me give you an example.
Going to win.
Keisha, let me give you an example. I'm going to give you an example. I cannot control who people vote for. San Antonio Webber, my father. Let me be clear. San Antonio Webber.
If you would have kept the two votes, a house vote for two houses, of course we all know who would have really won. But when you changed it to everybody got to pick one motherfucking house.
Changed vote.
No. Listen to what I'm saying. You changed the ballot, right?
Yeah, but
wait
a minute.
Let me just say the names did not change.
That caller, can you go and go along?
Hello.
Yeah, are we on the line?
Are we still on here?
Yeah, y'all here. We can hear y'all.
Okay, well, my question to you is, Marcus, how come I, Kasia Blahnik, the original female figure runway diva, the one who, the first bitch to be deemed legendary or whatever you understand for Andre X runway, why was I not even nominated? I walked outside of the state or whatever,
give me
and
one
I've
second,
also
Kayla, Kasia, I'm going to end this real quick for you. What ball did you win in the Carolinas last year that counted out of the 10?
I didn't win the ball in the Carolinas. I won
and
out of the state of the Carolinas.
And I understand that. And that's the only way you can get nominated for the Carolina Awards Ball for categories. You must win in the Carolinas. That's the rule.
Okay,
of the council.
But back,
that's
back
not
to
my
what you
rule.
Were saying.
That's not true. That's not true. Your state, wait, y'all. The statement of the year goes to you have to walk out of town. That was a statement.
That's
a rule.
That's a statement. That's a voting. And Father Tony, some of those votes, based on how people vote, I can't control. Just like I can't control people put San Antonio Revlon down, and the rule says you must be father 6 months. He became father in October. But because he got the most votes, he still won the award. Because we don't overrule people's voting.
Excuse me, Marcus, no, he did not. He didn't come father in October.
He didn't say exactly.
He didn't come in October.
Okay. Did he become father in July?
Listen. Okay. Let me say this. If that was the case, didn't y'all say that same thing about Paris, that Paris couldn't win because she wasn't mother long enough to
have the right. Basically, both names made the ballot, and because they voted, some people voted for San Antonio, some people didn't vote for Paris. But we didn't take either name off, although they necessarily meet the requirements, because the people, their names are made the people. So if the masses of the people overlook the rules.
You talk about requirements. The requirement for a promoter should be, the requirement for a promoter is they must attend every ball. You don't attend shit.
How can I
so
attend the ball that I don't even know sometimes are going on?
Okay, thank you, caller. Again, we're going to go to the next caller. 980-318, you're live on the air.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's Father Terrence Blahnik from Carolina.
All right,
what's up, Tony? What's up, Econ? What's up, Ronnie? London. I got just a quick question for Marcus. If you can go back to what Father Tony was saying in the conversation between you and Lola, you never cleared up that at the end of that post or text or whatever, you said, I have the final vote. Like, I have the final say.
I just pulled the message up. That did not come up. And I do not remember saying that. I remember.
Okay. You don't remember saying that.
You pulled the message up.
You answered my question. You answered my question. You don't remember saying it. Okay. So, you're not coming to no balls in the Carolina market. So I think that's the stupidest thing
Hold
you can
on.
Get on here
that's
to say.
Parent.
You can. What are we boycotting your motherfucking ad?
But we didn't
your name on every
we're
flyer.
Not boycotting. Hold on.
Nobody has to deal with you, Marcus. I don't think that's what you're realizing. You have such a big head about the situation.
It's not. Terrence,
there's too much peculiar shit going on, and nobody ain't got to deal with you, and you won't be involved. That's just how I feel about it. So that's all
I respect that.
Terrence, I got very serious. They got Haley here. They got Giovanni here. No one's going to touch them.
That was stupid to say, you know, that, and did, what you're not going
to
do, this, that, and,
do with that
like you running shit.
My house
would feel that internally.
Okay, thank you, Terrence. We have another caller. I'm so sorry. 323-898, you're live on the air. 323-898, you're live on the air. No, you're not. 313.
Hold on, London. To Miss Slick, I'm not scared of a motherfucking thing. I agree with the truth, not with whatever my father told me. My father depends on any issues. Whatever he says, if I believe it's correct, I'll agree with it. If I believe it's wrong, we'll debate the issues. So kiss my motherfucking ass. Go ahead,
and then,
London.
Let me tell y'all all something with Econ and my relationship. If I say something wrong or do something wrong, Econ will call me or knock on my door the next day. Father, no, you should have did this, you should have did that. Okay? And Marcus, I would say this to you. You stab an Econ in his back, and believe me, Econ was on your side. Until I called Econ last night, said, Econ, you need to listen to the show tomorrow, because what Marcus said about you to Lola and the House of Blinded. The House of Blinded is not scared of me. The House of Blinded is not scared of me. Jay Blinded is...
I thought she was fake to her face.
Okay,
I mean,
Jay
Blinded.
Jay Blinded.
It's not me lying about it. She's talking about
her face. Okay, look, Jay Blinded is my gay son. Camaro and me are really close. Me and Taylor's close. I'm close with a lot of Blinded. So therefore, they're not scared of me. And this is not just to you, Mark. This is to everyone that think that I'm some bully. I'm not a bully. A bully is I speak my mind and speak the truth. That's not consistent as a bully. I'm a person that's going to speak up. I'm not a person that's going to be just inside the back. That's not me. I never was like that. I have 7 brothers and 4 sisters. Ask all of them. My mother was living. You can ask her. I have always been a spoke out person. And I speak to Rodney, I speak to a lot of people, you know, and the stuff you have done and said to me and said about me, Marcus, was a disrespect. James told you, Claire told you, leave that Icon alone. Robert told you, Tim told you, but you don't believe shit stink. I don't bother you, I don't say shit to you. I even got on the phone with you, Marcus.
And Father Tony, have you ever confirmed any of these things that I'm supposed to be saying about you?
I called London, Alexis, Rodney. I called this man myself and made peace with this man. I said, fuck all that other stuff because I'm not going to go through that.
And for a few weeks, we were fine, correct?
And then we was fine until his fake motherfucking ass was running his mouth. Okay, I'm a person. If I got something to say to Rodney, I'm going to say to Rodney. If I got something to say to Alexis or Arlen, I'm going to say it to them. I'm not going to say something behind somebody's back. That's a bitch move to me. And let me tell you, it's going to get back to me. No, Marcus, I know you said it. These people are not going to lie to me. I know you said stuff. Okay, and let me tell you, I don't threaten nobody. Okay, for you to even tell someone I threaten you, I don't say you. If I say I'm going to slap the shit out of you, I'm going to slap
Tony, that's not
a threat. That's not a threat. I'm telling you I'm going to do that. That's not a threat. I told you this before. London, I have to say this. I told you before, leave me the fuck alone. You're not built like that, nigga. You're not built like that. Leave me alone. I don't bother nobody. Y'all, people set to me. People disrespect me. I don't walk around bald and talk about a motherfucking soul. If I got something to say about my house member, I'm going to tell them. Just like last night, one of my members walked, you look at a shitty mess. I'm a real person. Whatever I have to say, I have to say. But Marcus, I am telling you to leave me alone. If you don't like me, that's me. We don't have to ever speak or anything like that. A real nigga would say, let's go to the grass. Okay, if you're not built like that, leave me alone, yo, and don't take shit out on my house. My house don't do shit to you. My house respects every mother, father, and leader, because that's the way I tell them. My house would never disrespect Rodney, would not disrespect Kelly, Andre, Fred, none of them. But you would not keep disrespecting me and my house. And that I mean. Because none of us bother you because you're a non-factor to us. The only thing you run is this North Carolina Wars, but you will not run it next year. You have no other choice to retire.
Father Tony, you have other... Hold on.
I called you. Don't call me Father Tony.
313-575, you're live on the air.
Hello?
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 We're live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Marquis. Hey, Uncle Rodney. Hey, London. Hey, everybody. Uncle Tony, you and Marcus should have never had. That's the problem right there. Y'all should never had. We're going to get that out of the way. That's right there. But y'all cut that shit out. How's the Ebony One House of the Year so paid? Fuck it. It's over now.
I'm trying to break it up.
I'm just trying to break it up. Y'all been arguing since 11 o'clock. I've been on the flight, and I landed. Y'all been arguing since I got off. I'm about the same shit over and over and over again. Then y'all keep saying y'all want to make things better, and y'all want to do this, and y'all want to do that. And
Marquis,
despite the fact or whatever.
The only way you can make anything better is you got to go by the real rules and stuff. You cannot change shit.
Right.
And you just fired him,
so you're going to do it. So you just fired him, so pay it. You fired him, he said he ain't going to have no control over it next year, so pay it. Move on. And then you guess what? The next year you say, Marcus, this is how you do an awards ball. This is how you do it. You lay it out for it. You show it. Quit bashing him so much. I mean, the boy do try, and I don't care. Everybody say he's slick, he a snake, he this, he that. He showed me a good time this weekend. And I commend him. It's a lot of hard work behind doing all that shit. So just embrace him, help him. That's all I'm saying.
Marquis, he shows you no good time, that's called ass kissing to me. If he shows you no time, that's ass kissing to me. And second of all, Econ, Tim, and R asked me to get involved with it. That's you know what I told them? I don't want no parts of it. I just want
it
to be done.
But you're
an
icon.
I don't
you
want
partner,
no
that's, part. That's just like my mama got it. She a big partner of choice. So if anything, that's the last person. We can't do shit unless we talk to my mama. I don't give a fuck because I'm a legend and that's my mama. She told me already, if I didn't have a paper in my wall, I can't have it. And it was what it was. So that's what I'm saying. You're an icon. And guess what? I respect you as such.
If I was cheating, why didn't my house member win Pretty Boy Realness of the Year?
That's what I'm saying.
Marquis, I guess you're on his side because he gave you and he showed you a good time. Okay?
I paid $30 to get into the ball.
My whole thing here is not, it was not about my house. If y'all listen to my whole thing, it was nothing concerned. It was a disrespect that what they did.
But y'all didn't name every other house, but y'all did name Ebony. Y'all just said, I listened. Y'all named every house and y'all kept repeating the same houses. Y'all, nobody never said Ebony. I don't know what.
Econ and Tim allegedly said that I chose the winners for the ball, and they just sat there and let me do it.
Hey, everyone is talking at the same time.
Okay. Listen, can we get past 50 years and get to the actual ball?
Alexis, I'm going to let y'all go on. I said what I had to say. Mine is facts, and that's Alexis, RR, London, Rodney, Marquise, you have a good night. But I will say this to Marcus. Don't play me, Marcus. Because it's just like I say. I don't message you. I don't say shit about you or anything like that. I'm not a bitch. Never was a bitch. I don't do that he say, she say shit. I don't talk about you. Whatever I have to say to you, I'm going to say it to you. Okay? I don't bother you. Please leave me alone. And
I will see you all
at the next ball.
Thank you.
Okay. Next caller, 843-259. You're live on the air.
Hey, everybody.
This is Africa. I'm sorry, I'm very hoarse. How y'all doing?
Hello. How are you?
I was calling in to comment on the comment that Marcus made earlier. The threat, he's talking about me, and I didn't threaten Marcus. Marcus IM'd me today congratulating, I guess, our house or whatever on the $1,000 he won at the aftermath. And he started asking my opinion about the weekend. And I said the ball was cute. I just thought, like, the wings were overpriced and they didn't finish the ball. Like, little minor things. And then we got on the subject about of the years. And I told him I wasn't going to do that over the computer. I would give him a call. So once we got on the phone, I started telling Marcus that I'm glad that everything is over because I'm getting tired of being fake and kicking with people and doing things, you know what I'm saying, that was just out of my character for this ball right here. Because we had several conversations before this, and like I told Marcus, it seemed like every time Father Tony goes off down here, they will call Africa, oh my God, well, Father's this and da-da-da. And I'm getting tired of calming him down because I'm seeing where Father is coming from now. And when he made the comment about the award and, like, female figure statement, he brought that up. We got on that subject about female figure statement. And I told Marcus, because when we were doing our ballot, Father Tony wanted to put the right people down for each award so each person can get recognized, or, you know what I'm saying, for their contributions within that year. And he got off the phone with me several times to call Marcus, you know what I'm saying, to make sure that he was putting everybody down in their perspective places. And like I told Marcus, if you're going by like this and the guidelines and the rule, because the last meeting we had, it was just a big thing about why out-of-town people shouldn't vote and all of that. But like I told Marcus on the phone, if we were going by the guidelines, a lot of people shouldn't even have been down there. And we've had several conversations. And like I told him, I know the votes, it was flawed. Because everything was tailored, and this is no shame, and I have no problem. I'm happy for everybody that won. Everything was tailored to the House of Ebony, and it's congratulations to them. But like I told Marcus, he's being held accountable, responsible in my book, because all of the stuff, everything he did, like all of the conversations he had, as far as like the member, one of our members in the House that took a picture of a quote-unquote like the list of winners, when Marcus knew had he needed anything, he could have called me. You see what I'm saying? Because none of them really came to none of the balls, and nobody knew what balls were accounted for in South Carolina or whatever the case would be. And like I told Marcus, I'm tired of being done, and I will see you at the next ball. I never said anything about fighting. I'm getting tired of kicking with all these fake people, and I was glad that the award shit was over because I already knew it was
over. Africa, did you not tell me you wanted to mace all of us that was a part of the ball?
No, yes. And
yes, you
did. First of all, I went on the stage, and I told Father Tony,
no, you,
I'm about
Africa,
to
that's when you hung up the phone.
I'm about to leave because I'm about to mace all of these bitches in here. That's what I said at the award ball. Yes, I came on the stage, and I told Father
Africa.
Tony that myself.
Africa,
that's
when
what
we
I
told,
said, Marcus. And I said,
you,
I'll
Africa.
See you at the next ball. That wasn't
no
threat.
Hello. No. That's not the only Africa. That's not Africa. That's still not what I'm talking about. That's still not what I'm talking about. I said early on the show, it was not a Revlon that issued the threat.
Marcus,
it wasn't
that's
you.
Bullshit,
it wasn't,
Marcus. Everybody
okay,
knows bullshit.
That's what
bullshit.
You want to believe.
That's
fine.
Yeah, because everybody knows what you give. I just wanted to come on the show. Marcus is full of shit. Trust and believe, because I have many of inbox IM messages that we have been talking before this whole ball. So I already knew, because when Marcus said to me, because I was nominated for 5 of the years, if you don't win New Face of the Year, who do you think should get it? I already know what Marcus was going to get. I didn't expect to win shit at
the
moment.
Hold on. The question was, if you didn't win it, who do you feel is going to deserve it? Well,
if I have that much power, then I'm really under. Okay, thank you, switchboard. Thank you. Can we talk about the gunshot? Who was shooting a gun in there? Let's talk about the ball, please.
Yes, can we finally get to the ball?
Right, wait, but we have another caller. Hopefully they're not talking. 336-456, you're live on the air. 336-456, you're live on the air.
Oh, that's Chicken.
Are you there?
Alexis.
Yes.
Oh, she called my number. Oh, that's Chicken.
Go ahead. You live on the air.
Your line.
Oh no, you had me on. You had me online the whole time.
Oh, okay. So what do you have to say, Chicken?
I'm gonna have to say goodnight to everybody. I will catch you all tomorrow. All right. Good night.
All right. Have a good night.
All right. All right. Divine, are you still there? Divine.
No one's there.
After all that, I'm surprised. Chicken, go ahead. Chicken?
She's not even there.
Okay.
Bloody. So let's talk about tomorrow.
See, Marcus, you see what you did? You came on the line and you just got rid of everybody. Damn, is Marcus gone?
All viewers and everyone. Wait, we have another caller. 312-256, you're live on the air.
Hi, everybody. This is Ray Ray. Where's Kelly?
Kelly is
dealing under the weather, Ray Ray. How are you?
Yeah.
Ray Ray? London, have you messed up the phone line tonight?
Right. 843-295, you're live on the air.
Hold on.
Hello.
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 Hey, Rodney. This is Father Tony.
Oh, hello.
Okay, about the ball. I think the venue was really, really nice. I think that's the best venue they had. I will say that I like the competition that was all at the ball. My only thing that I felt that was wrong was the $1,500 grand prize. I don't think that they should have, if they knew they had to be out there at a certain time, they should have pushed the grand prize up instead of having it.
I do agree with you. I felt like by that being the grand prize in that type of venue, especially when you're in those type of settings, you know that you have a time limit, and the grand prize category should be up early in the ball, so that you can make sure, if nothing else gets done, your cash categories and your grand prizes gets done. That was my only
Yeah, and honestly, the trophies, I mean, my problem with Marcus is Marcus, but about the whole ball, I think everything was nice. The trophies was nice, you know, and the only thing I think they messed up was concerning the grand prize, because you knew it was going to be a lot of twisters out there walking, so therefore the grand prize should have been pushed up. As soon as you saw 12 o'clock, they should have saw the grand prize thing.
Father
yeah,
Tony, I agree with you.
Mark,
am I on the line? Okay. I would like to agree with you. I do want to apologize to everyone for the late start. I would like to explain to everyone what happened. Normally, when we start our ball on time. The reason why the ball did not start was because the DJ...
Glenda, that's not right.
I paid to be on the show, and I have the right to let the patrons know why the ball started late.
You know, we were on that topic for like an hour, and we have too many callers. So
let me say what I have to say. I've never come on this line to promote the ball outside of that. So you give me 1 minute, I can explain and might clear up the question. Thank you.
You have 1 minute. Go along.
Yes.
All right. So what happened was the sound guy, actually who provided the sound equipment for us last year, forgot a major piece that we needed. He had to source those pieces, which was the DJ CD changers. He had to source that from South Carolina. So we had to wait for someone to drive to South Carolina and drive back to pick it up, hence the late start. We could have started the awards, however, everyone did not agree. In regards to, so I do apologize to everyone for the late start. We will ensure next year that all of the sound equipment is there prior to the start of the ball, so we won't have to worry about it. I do apologize, and hence the late reason. However, that was the other reason why we tried to secure, or we did secure, another hour and 15 minutes, because we were supposed to be out by 2. We actually went to 3:15. The competition, a lot of the arguing among the judges, and all of that took a little too long.
Your minute is up, and next year you can start it. So we have another caller at 404. 698, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
What's up, mother? What's going on, everybody? This is Country Chanel.
Hi.
What's up? Nothing, just chilling, trying to get my voice back. To me, actually,
yes.
The ball was tired. Like, I commend everybody that won and walked, but, you know, it was a lot of shit going on. Like, obviously, there's a lot of shit going on in the Carolinas. But, you know, I enjoyed my Chanel weekend, but other than that, that was about it.
We could tell you enjoyed your Chanel weekend because you cut up Sunday.
Yeah, I cut up. I cut up, and I had a reason to cut up.
We're gonna have to have a talk this week. Anyway, so Marcus, I want to commend you. Like, all jokes aside, Marcus, I do want to, first of all, you and Chicken for showing us a lovely weekend. Like Tony said, the venue was nice. The trophies were excellent. If whoever you contracted for those trophies. Y'all pissed for the trophies. That was the first time I've been to a function and they actually had trophies that actually had weight. You understand what I'm saying? They're not just paper mache. But you get a very.
I think the trophies look nice. I think the venue was nice, but everyone was outside. No one was really in there.
Right. I know I was.
And we have another caller, 562-481. You're live on the air.
Girl. Hi, everybody. I want to say, Marcus, keep throwing your balls. If we have another conversation about this whole little episode, I'll fucking kill myself. I want to talk about the real
Hello. Shit.
Hello, who are you?
Hi, I'm just me. I want to talk about the real this one.
Okay,
you said what?
So you want to talk about the real this
one? 770-907, you're live on the air.
The friend, Shania.
Friend.
Yeah, what's up, Rodney? What's up, Rhonda? What's up, Alexis?
So, what's the tea with Neil stealing, like, three of your members?
You can't steal members.
So they just walk away?
I don't know if they walked away or not. No one's told me about they leaving the house, Shania.
Hey, Fred.
Hey, who is that?
Your dad.
What's up, Daddy? What's going on?
What's up?
Now, well, I just want to say about the ball. I mean, I had a good time at the ball. I mean,
I had a good time.
I had a real good time. I mean, you're always going to have questionable stuff with people not going to like the way certain things, you know, turn out and stuff like that. But in all, you know, it was a nice function, you know. The security was kind of getting on my nerve with telling people to get off of the stage and moving back and stuff like that. That was about it. You know, the drinks was good. You know, it was nice seeing people I ain't seen in a while. So, other than that, that was it. I had a good time.
Daddy, where were you last night?
I was in my hotel room. You know, I rarely do two balls.
Aftermath, right.
Yeah, I rarely do two balls.
It'd
be a little too much going on.
Don't worry, you were represented well.
Right. Well.
You kept us entertained, brother.
you know I got them phone calls. You know, I text Alexa. I say, is the ball still going on? She said, yeah, but Country tried to shut it down a few times.
Okay, I think we're going to play a commercial and then we're going to talk about the whole weekend.
The second annual Baltimore Awards Ball, May 19th. Grand prize, $1,000. The ultimate house grand march as a famous family. All houses must register no later than May 5th. Your mini grants include $500 for open to all performance, soft versus dramatic. Your team captains are Little James Khan, Little Rotten 007, Luke Ebony, Boom Revlon, Beyonce Ebony. Mini grant number two,
Balenciaga, Honeycomb Dior, Dream Allure, Iman Balenciaga. Mini Grand number 3, $300. Stampede Scandalous Triple Threat, The Charlie's Angels. One Breathtaking Carter. One Sexy Realness. And one Sinister Sex Siren. Mini Grand number 4, $250. Sun Queen vs. Witch Queen, legendary performance. Psychedelic Madness. That's the second annual Baltimore Awards Ball. May 19th, address 851 Holland Street, Baltimore, Maryland. $30 all night. Tables will be fully stocked with refreshments and beverages. That's $150 in advance, $200 at the door. Doors open at 3 p.m., ball starts at 5 p.m. This is an early ball, so please don't be late. Contact Father David Gino for tables and info. 443-220-3483. Again, that's 443-220-3483.
Like, is that it?
And what ball was that for?
We have a, I don't know, what ball was that?
Right.
I was wondering the same thing.
We have a private ball. I'm
hold on. That was for the Baltimore Awards ball.
Oops. Hey, Uncle Dan.
Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello?
No, don't.
Go ahead, Naima.
So, let me say hello. Hello to everyone. Hey, Rodney. Hey, Alexis, London. Okay, so I wanted to key for a second, you know, to kind of brighten things up since everybody was just so hostile at the moment. So now can we safely say that
Marcus
is not London?
That is correct.
You heard it here.
Since London, you know, that's all I wanted. Y'all can put me back on hold.
Naima, what can I do?
I live, Naima, I live.
So, can we talk about the Zag Realness Force fighting over Parker books and duffel bags?
I heard something about that. What happened?
Rich Kelly, can I hold the legendary Elmore mother to talk to the floor? Kelly, as a lost thing, the runway, as a lost thing.
Hello, honey. I'm back from my dope trip.
Oh, I'm glad, girl.
Hello, Kelly. You missed a lot.
I'm glad I missed a lot, honey, baby.
Hold on, wait. Rodney.
And we have another private caller. Private caller, you're live on the...
No. We're not going to do this. We're not. Honey, we're not going to do this. No, we're not. My private callers, no, we're not. If y'all want to be a part of this show, y'all already know how it is, bitch. Out of the fuck, bitch. That I'm not here, bitch. We do not do privates, okay? Maybe call us with your fucking numbers. What the fuck? What y'all think this is?
Private callers. Yeah, was it Magnum?
Yes, Magnum, and I think his name is Jazz Blonick, maybe. But like I said, when I heard the story earlier, this is my opinion on it. And I only came on because I heard you, London, about to talk about this. My opinion on the whole situation, if Magnum did take the bag from Jazz and take it and walk with it, bitch, Magnum, I give you props for that, but saying not because you took the bag from him, because, bitch, that was real gangster, real thug realness. He took that nigga bag and he walked with it.
And he beat Neo. And nobody voted.
And he won.
Hold on.
Not only that, but nobody voted for Neil except for Ana Lalua.
And
speaking
I
of Neil,
you,
speaking of Neil Rodney, what was going on with you and Neil?
Why were you guys arguing in the elevator?
Say it again.
Why were you guys arguing?
Round one. Well, before Rodney gets into him and Neil arguing on the elevator, Neil, I love you down, Neil, and I respect you a whole lot, Neil, and everything, Neil. But I do not think that was a good look for you, Neil. That was not a good look for you at all, Neil. It's no shade to the House of Law. I love the House of Law, Dale. But Neil doesn't give me a law tease.
Mm-hmm.
It's no shade. I just don't see it for him. And I don't want nobody to call in here and try to read or anything. Neil just doesn't give me that he's going to fit in there with them.
Dorothy is far away from home.
So, but go ahead, Rodney.
We just had a slight upset about something that he heard. It was misunderstood. So, you know, Neil, he's a high head a little bit. So we had a little disagreement. And
you called him all kind of faggots?
We left it at that. Say it again.
you called him all kind of faggots and stuff?
We had words. We had a change of words, and, you know, when you're heated a moment, you say, you know, stuff out your mouth. I will apologize to him for that, because I know that gets under his skin. You know, saying girl, saying fag gets under his skin, and I can apologize for that. I could be a bigger man to apologize for that.
Wait, is Marquis still on the line? Because I got to that the Ebony's got jumped this weekend. We have another caller, 678-789, you're live on the air. We have another caller,
678-789. Hello?
Yes?
Hello? Magnum didn't hate the bag. There was nothing gangster the way he took it. We were friends, and he snatched it while I was changing, and then he ran off with it. So there was nothing gangster about the way he did it. And then when he ran off with it.
Again, what was your name again?
That's
I'm sorry, Lenny. What's up, Kelly? I'm sorry. What's up, Ronnie? This is Jazz. Ronnie.
What's going on,
Jazz?
Oh,
what's
hello,
going on, people?
Josh.
How are you feeling?
In whose bag was it?
It was his bag.
It was my, well, actually, in all actuality, it was my brother Ken bag. And we had discussed that I was going to actually use the bag actually way before even the ball had even took place. So all that shit that Magnum was talking, that shit was strictly for the birds. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's what it is. That's what it was.
So both of you guys, you can use the bag without even thinking.
Well, here's the thing. He could have had the bag. I don't care about it. My accessories. The one category was inside that bag. That's what I needed. AKA
Kelly.
Everything that has to do with militaries for the bag. That's what
Kelly,
I wanted.
Kelly, your phone.
Kelly, your switchboard says your breathing is killing her.
Excuse me.
Go ahead, Jazz.
Anyway, I was saying, my brother Ken, let me use the bag. All that shit that Magnum talking, that shit was for the birds. That shit was all lies, and he know what it is. I've already talked to Magnum outside of it. He tried to apologize. I didn't accept it. You know what I'm saying? It was wrong. It was trifling. It was bitch-assness, and he knew it was. And whatever he was on that night, I told him, I'm not going to forgive him right now. He could talk to me 2 weeks, 3, 4 weeks from now. I don't, you know, maybe I'll be over it, but I just thought it was wrong. I go to North Carolina. I spent a lot of money on the set. What's up?
Yeah, is it true she's always begging you for things?
Wait, is this Jazz Wilson
for
Nolo
Blahnik? Yeah, it's Jazz Wilson, MB. He don't beg me for things. It's that every time we're at a ball, a.k.a. we're in D.C., he wants to use my MacBook. I said, no, we walk in the same Codigo. It's not going to happen. Then
okay.
When we're in New York, he wanted to use something else. He said he was going to use shit. Atlanta, he wanted to use this. And then I guess this time I said no, and he took the book bag while I was changing.
Okay.
I'm about to run
Is it safe to say that you won't be buying him drinks anymore?
I mean, no, I'm not going to buy any drinks. I've only bought him a couple, but I mean, it's just that was before the bag effect. So it's not like, you know, I'm always like buying drinks from him and shit. So I don't want, you know, had to get misconstrued or anything like that. So, but yeah, no, it won't be any more drink spots. So no, that's the answer to the question.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I just lost a little respect. He's supposed to be my little nephew. I lost a little respect for him. You know what I'm saying? What he did, when he did it, I kind of thought it was a joke. After 10 minutes, I didn't see him anymore. And then, you know what I'm saying, search party went out. There's no Magnum Balenciaga. Then I'm hearing that grand prize, Magnum, Xblonic, Balenciaga, grand prize, my shit, my bag, my accessories. I couldn't walk the category because my boots weren't there. You know, like I said, it wasn't really about the bag. It's just that the accessories I have put aside, we can't take me the bag. So that's it.
Wasn't it a bag from Forever 21?
He's talking about Ken's Army Fatigue backpack, correct?
Yeah, I'm talking about Ken.
Right.
Yeah, I'm talking about
21.
Ken's Army Fatigue backpack that he let me use 2 days before the ball at the gym. It still had a gym shit up inside of there. Magnum lied to Camaro and tried to say, oh, that was my bag. Lying ass motherfucker, that wasn't your bag, and you knew it, and he knew it. And I've already confronted him. I already told him. You know what? It's cool. Go ahead, Lena, ask your questions. I'm going to stay cool.
So hold on,
Jack.
I got teased that the bag was from Forever 21.
No, it was Ken. Ken Champ has a backpack, Army Fatigue backpack. So you said you couldn't walk because your boots weren't there, right?
Right, Magnum took the boots. He didn't wear them, and I think on the other show he tried to say that I was trying to grab his clothes. I don't even think me and Magnum can even fit the same size clothes. I have my own clothes. We had the same.
He took your boots and your bag.
Right. Well, here's the thing. I could not find the boots at all. I saw him. He snatched the bag. I couldn't find the boots at all. But then later on, when he was trying to sneak return the shit, the boots were in his hand plus the bag. So I don't know if it was set up sabotage. He's already grand prize. I don't even know why taking the shit would even matter. It only even makes sense to me, but, you know, I don't know.
So
it was crazy.
Sabotaged.
So he took the boots and the bag and accessories and all that shit was inside the bag. So
you know for sure if he didn't take your bag, you would have taken away grand prize?
No, he probably went to grand prize either way, him and Neil. I mean, they're both a grand prize winners. I'm not hating on them.
He got one. You know, that's still.
They are both grand prize winners in my head. You know, I just thought that Magnum was a little wrong. Next time he needs to be a little more selective on the drugs he takes. That's all I'm saying. Because, you know, to come and get, I mean, you can't really. You know what I'm saying? I mean, come against somebody who's actually in your corner, who's actually for you. Anytime Magnum ever needed me, he not take me for anything else, but to take this shit and to walk, I thought it was a little beneath him. So that's the truth. That's what it is.
Hey,
I mean,
did you say drug intake?
Yeah, I know when Magnum's on drugs, trust me. And I know when he's high or when he's cocktail. And that night he was not himself when he laughed and took that shit and ran and hid wherever he hid. I don't know what the fuck happened.
So, quick question. Hold on for 1 second, Jazz. I'm going to address you for a second. Alexis.
Okay.
Yes.
When did you first get a whiff of this story?
About the boots and the bag?
Yes.
I actually read a post about it. I never got the whiff of the story.
Okay, when did you get the post, or when did you see the post?
After the show, other show.
Okay, today.
Right.
Okay, so Jazz, so my question to you now, because that when I speak to Alexis, she's the one that as soon as it happens, she knows. So today being Monday, and the ball was Saturday, it was over 3 o'clock in the morning. That means 2 days have passed by, and they haven't had a ball. Someone stole someone's bag and walked. It was, you know, very foul, stuff like that. That's news. that's like ball-worthy news, because that's the scandal type. Why did you wait a day or two to bring this out?
Well, actually, this is Ronnie, right?
Yes.
Right.
Okay. Actually, I had already brought, well, obviously I had already brought to Maddie's attention. Then I brought to Camaro's attention. Then I brought to Tempers and Milan. I brought to my people's first. You know what I'm saying? I was in the Carolinas. I drove back. You know what I'm saying? And I was going to call to address it on the show. You know what I'm saying? It really had anything to do with, like, you know what I'm saying, like, trying to, like, create a big scene or anything like that.
Why Tempers? She doesn't.
I'm sorry?
Because that's his overall mother-in-law to stop.
But I doubt she really cares. I'm sorry, held up a little bit. But what's the tea about Pudor Chanel getting locked up for crafting a $69 room?
I don't know anything about that. No, but Ronnie, but that was it. It wasn't nothing like that. I mean, I spoke to Madden. It was just wrong. I just figured, you know, it had to be addressed. It was wrong. Madden knew it was wrong. It was just wrong. It was trifling. Right. It was wrong, and it shouldn't have happened. So, you know what I'm saying? My thing is, if you can't afford to buy your effects for that weekend, I just don't think you should walk. That's just my personal opinion. You know what I'm saying?
Jazz, with that being said, you both were borrowing someone else's bag.
Right. But I had my full effect with all the accessories, Ronnie. Everything was included. Ken thought that would be a great addition to my outfit to match. He still snatched it, though. That don't make it wrong.
Maybe she can have a show tomorrow about stealing bags. No stealing bags.
I'm gonna say this real quick. Magnum could have had the bag. It's just the stuff that was in the bag is what I was pissed off about, because it was all my. I had grenades. I had a lot of stuff that I had bought from the army store, whatever. That's the part that pissed me off. The shit was in there. If Magnum would have came to me and said, "Jazz, can I use the bag?" I still would have said, "Hell, fuck no." But it don't matter. It's just the shit that was in the bag.
How did you get grenades inside the?
They weren't. They from the army store. They weren't real grenades. They were real, but they weren't like
active. Right.
Just like $10 a grenade or whatever. But they're not active. Like if I pull the pin out, shit ain't gonna explode. So it was. That's all it was. It's all good.
I understand. I just want to get a little bit of clarity.
Yeah, it's just a principle. You know what I'm saying? That's all it is. And he probably was with the grand prize anyway. So, but the point is just a principle. You know, next time just don't do shit like that. The next time I won't be so nice. If this was 8 or 10 years ago, I would have tackled his fucking ass on a runway. You know what I'm saying? But I have respect for ball promoters and their balls. And Econ name was attached to that motherfucker. So I wanted to be a little nice, even though Magnum did receive a tongue lashing. But, you know, that's all it was. You know, I won't just fight nobody ball and be arrested in North Carolina and I live in Atlanta.
So that's all it is.
I'm a man of a particular age. I'm trying to be mature, so.
Jazz.
Yeah, I'm here.
You said that Magnum was on drugs. So I wonder, was he at the table, that picture that Milan is circulating around?
You said Milan said what?
Never mind.
Yeah, I think he cleared that table out.
Yeah,
I saw him, yeah.
Okay, y'all, we have the icon on the line. And Harold, listen, the situation is over.
Hello, Harold.
All right. That's cool. Well, God bless everybody. Y'all have a good night. You know,
thank you, sweetie. Nice.
All right, no problem. Y'all take it easy. All right, bye bye.
Jazz, look. Jasmine, can you find Harold's number, please?
Can we find Harold's number? Oh. until we get the number. Did you
go 301-309-379.
It's 30. Can we get the number?
301-379-379.
Oh no, I can't call. I'm just.
Oh, we thought you was looking forward to
okay.
Bring him on.
She's on the air.
Hi, London.
Hi,
hello.
What's going on,
Rodney?
What's going on, Rodney?
All right.
Hey, Alexis.
Hey, Harold.
So how did you enjoy the weekend as a whole, Harold?
I mean, you know what? I think it was a very good social weekend. I mean, from a social aspect, I think I really enjoyed it. You know, I think that, you know, kind of being that, you know, people can go in and out the ball as they wish, that, you know, it kind of pulled the momentum
away
from the ball. But I think from a social standpoint, I think everybody had a good time for the most part.
Harold, I think that was, like, the best feature because I stayed outside until... Twist. I mean, I came in and out, but I've stayed outside the majority of the time until they called Twist. That's all I really wanted to see.
Okay. Rodney.
Yes.
London.
So, Harold, is your child on drugs or what is it?
Not that I know of. I don't know if Magnum been on any kind of drugs or anything like this. I mean, I'm just kind of, like, really miffed at this story because it's like, okay, you mean to tell me, like, okay, not only is your own house member hosting the function, but you're saying someone that walks your category strong-armed a backpack from you. But you were already dressed for the category, so why didn't you just come out? It didn't say, like, okay, you know, you had to have a backpack in order to walk. So why didn't you just come out and like, why didn't he come out and go to Camaro at the time and say, you know, Camaro, you know, Magnum took my bag or whatever the case. I mean, Camaro was supportive of Magnum when he walked. He voted for him a few times in his battles, if not every time. So at what point did Jazz tell him? I mean, last I saw Jax, he was kind of bit and really kind of twisted, so.
Alexis,
Jax wasn't kind of full to you?
You know what, Harold? I don't even remember seeing Jax at the ball. That's why I didn't know who it was. And like I said, I spent the majority of the night Saturday outside in the foyer area. I didn't really come in the ball, you know. And then when I came in for the $1,500, y'all saw where I was. So.
I mean, and even if you were intimidated by somebody, I mean, I'm just trying to play devil's advocate. Say that Jazz was kind of intimidated by Magnum. When the category happened, why didn't you just come out at that point and be like, yo, you took my shit, I couldn't even walk or say something? I just don't, it's just not adding up. I'm sorry. It's just like, I don't know. And Alexis, did Ken ever say, you know, who he gave the bag to, who he allowed to hold the bag?
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. This is my first time hearing something about Ken letting anybody hold his bag.
But see, if
right.
Ken, okay, but see, okay, see, the story started out right. The story started out that Magnum stole Jazz's bag. Okay, then it became very that, okay, Magnum took the bag that Ken allowed Jazz to hold. Well, if Ken said to two people that they can borrow the bag, and you know, he doesn't say either way, you know, I'm not trying to justify anything. I just feel like, you know, it's just kind of crazy to me that, you know, Jazz is making it seem like, you know, he was just strong arm robbed or whatever the case is, snapped for a backpack. And it's like, okay, why didn't you say something to security, to myself, or to your house at the time?
At first, when I first heard the story, the first thing I thought was someone stole someone's purse. See, until I got on the show tonight, because I hung up on Milan and them because I was doing something, and I never got back on. So when I saw the story popping up in the news feed, I'm like, well, what happened? What did I miss? So then I thought, well, maybe somebody stole someone's purse. And then it says Magnum stole someone's bag. And I'm like, Magnum stole somebody's purse? I didn't know what it was until Jazz came on the line just now and clarified everything for me.
It was a tote bag. We have another caller, 314-49, at your live on the air.
404-798-you're live on the air.
Sweetie, you need a better service. 240-416, you're live on the air.
I'm just listening.
Bloody. Do we have any more?
Love
704-249, you're live on the air. Harry, what did you say?
I was asking, how'd you like the Blake Hotel?
It was lovely.
Did you have working air lenders in your rooms?
Yeah, I had, Wi-Fi and everything, yeah.
Oh, okay.
When I tell y'all, those people were so glad for y'all to leave today.
704-249, you're live on the air. Are you there?
Yes, this is Juicy. And I was wondering, when Father Blahnik asked Jazz why he wasn't walking, why he didn't tell him then that Magnum took his bag.
Because basically bitches be scared, Juicy Fruit. Thank you, Juice. 678-789, you're live on air.
London, what's up? This is Jazz. Again. So who do I need to address first, Harold or Juicy? Now y'all got me on a roll now. I can't answer anybody's question. I don't really give a fuck right now. And I hopefully everybody can get their questions out, because I do have to be at work in the morning. I'm just, entertaining this for a second. So I'll entertain Juicy first. Terrence Blahnik is not the overall. I addressed Camaro, and I addressed Temper Swifty and Milan, and that's pretty much that, so that's your answer for that.
Okay, Terrence asked you why you were fully dressed and not walking. You were sitting on one side of me, and Terrence was sitting on the other side of me, and you was mumbling like you were drunk or something and did not answer his question.
He is a father.
He's a father, so you should have addressed him and told him Magnum took your bag. That was the reason why you was not walking.
Juicy, are you a blondie?
I don't remember Father Terrence Blahnik of North Carolina asking me anything. So if you said I was fully dressed, what was I fully dressed in? Was I fully dressed in locked clothes that I walked into the ball with, or was I fully dressed
No, because you, as you recollect, you left my house with your street clothes on. When you got to the ball, you had on your army fatigue clothes, and you sat down next to me, and I kept telling you you were drunk, and Father Terrence kept asking you,
Actually, that is incorrect. I'm sorry.
It is not incorrect because I had coke all night, so I know I wasn't drunk, and I don't use no drugs. I only smoke Newports, so I know what I'm talking about.
I'm sorry, Juicy.
I'm sorry, you're a little Mr. Shrew, and I'm going to tell you where the shade's coming from.
No. You're throwing me shade, so since you want to bring it on the radio, then let's go ahead and light the fireworks then. The shade is coming from because I was at your house, and I was ready to fucking go, and Justin was in the room.
That ain't no shade, because
the radio,
you said you're too good to be in my house.
I said, no, I'm not too good to be in your fucking house. I live in Atlanta. You live in North Carolina.
So I live we're not talking about that.
But see, let me tell you something. I'm a grown-ass motherfucking man, okay? Let's just put that right in the air right now. Hello, Blimp. I see you. Jazz, is it? I'm a grown man. If I want to leave your house and if I want to drive to goddamn North Pole, I can do that. I pay the cost to be the bus. Nobody rent that car. You know what I'm saying? I got to take care of. Don't bring the shade to the radio because the shade that y'all thought was too good.
Somebody
to get
Terrence on the phone. That's all I gotta say.
In fact, even if that was the case, how the fuck you would come against your own house member? The shade was you thought I was too good to be at your house and I wasn't. I said I'm getting ready to drive back to Atlanta. You talking about? Oh well, nobody leaving North Carolina without my permission. You can't leave. I said, sweetheart, you don't not pay my bills, and you don't pay my car note, you don't pay my
bills.
And
a real friend don't let a friend drive.
But guess what? You're irrelevant, because this conversation is not even about you. This is about me, Magnum, and Tins and Chops. Thank you, Juicy. Good night. Goodbye. Go eat a chicken. Bye. Next. All right. Where's Harold at? I think Harold has a question for
me. Because she didn't want you to drive drunk.
I wasn't drunk, but nobody can sit there and tell me when I'm drunk or not.
You don't even remember being dressed in the back of the ball.
Like I said on the other show, Phoenix and Dante came and got me dressed in the first half, okay? That was the first half of the ball. I was sitting there waiting. I was hot, you know, saying, yes, I was cocktailing, but I was not drunk, trust me. Just like everybody was at the cocktail, I did too.
That was the first half of the ball. You just said two of your house members came and got you dressed. You walked out
the first half of the ball.
You're not walking the bar. You're not walking European runway where people have to get you dressed. So if your house members had to help you get dressed just to put on army attire, it must mean that you were in need.
But Harold, they were helping everybody get dressed. You know what I'm saying? The schoolboys, everybody. There was basically Phoenix and Dante was back there. Told me get dressed, and that's what it was. I mean, it wasn't like I couldn't do it myself, but they were tucking things in, and then they had to do my army makeup to where I had like bruises on my face and fake blood to make it look like I was in combat and stuff. That was the whole concept of it. That was supposed to be the concept of it. Girl, I understand Magnus Balenciaga. He was a blonde at first, actually, but I understand you have to stick up for your house members. I totally.
No, I don't have to speak up for my house members. The problem is,
you weren't there. You were not there. You were not there. I saw everything.
It sounds like some of
the grenades. Y'all could turn the whole thing around and make it seem like I was drunk.
It's not about, Jazz. It's not about that. It's not about sticking up for someone because they're my house member. There are holes all through your story. Okay, you're sitting here. You were fully dressed for the ball, okay? The only thing you didn't have was your backpack where you knew where it was going to be. If it was going to be on the runway, why didn't you just go up there and take it back from him in the middle of the category if that was the case?
He said his boots were missing.
That question's been asked a million times, and there's still not a right answer. But we have another caller, 404-798. You're live on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
I'm Jen and Harold and Alexis.
Hey.
This is Paris.
This is Shisha Chanel International.
Oh, hey, Ma.
What's up,
baby? Hey, Jay.
What's up, Uncle? What's up with y'all?
What? Nothing. We just here trying to work with Jazz on this.
Huh? Just trying to work with Jazz.
That would be a messy. How did you enjoy the weekend?
I had a good time. Alexis, you look really nice this weekend. I'm going to say that. I had a good time. It was good seeing you, Harold, and Uncle Rodney. I had a good time. I had a really decent time. The ball was social. It was a nice social event. I do agree with a couple of people that called in and said it was draining. I think when people select judges, I think a lot of judges need to don't take their personal issues out on members of houses or whatever. Once they get up there, you know, to use their time to solve, get vendettas going or whatever. But other than that, the ball was fun.
When we say people shouldn't do that, we already know who we're referring to, Shay. Is there anyone in particular that you had in mind that you want to make reference to?
I'm No, not at all. You know, if y'all didn't see it, I didn't see it. You know, that kind of thing.
Okay.
I just know a lot of buddy passes are passed out, man. You know, a lot of buddy passes. And I don't want one. Well, we don't want one. It's a lot of buddy passes I see being passed out. That's what we call it.
Well, if you vote for my house, I'll vote for yours type thing.
Well, kind of, you know, like, I guess that's what it is. I don't know. We don't do that. We don't kiss ass, so I don't know. It's just a lot of buddy passes. Past all stuff, you know. But that was a decent ball. I had a good time.
So, which one did you enjoy more? What competitive like in the
The second one, the energy level, was way more intense and more fun.
Right.
You know, I think.
Yes, of course.
It was more competitive. I feel like it was more intimate. Opposed to the place was the venue. The first one was so big and it was so much going on. You had to look. The runway was real, real long, you know, which was good. But, you know, you really couldn't see what was going on. There was so much going on one end of the judges' panel opposed to the other. So, you know.
How many judges was it on that panel?
Which one, the first one or the second one?
I think it was 11 both halves, right?
God damn. But no,
right.
But the drags out there make it easier for me to get through.
Ooh, London.
Say that again,
London?
No,
the drags out in North Carolina make it easier for me to get through.
Oh,
the drag.
How so, London? How so?
How so?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, did you look closely?
I did.
Which night?
Hey, did you play close attention?
To the table?
At the tables, at the pictures, it was a lot.
Yes.
Who was that walking around with the blue and white stripes in the tennis?
Let me stop.
No.
So can we get the score for the balls, please? You know, we always give the score, the 1 through 10. Can we get the score?
I gave it a 7.
Which one, the first
and the
ball?
Second night?
The second night, I punched it up a little bit. I gave it an 8.5.
Well, okay. You want me to be my honest opinion? The first I gave it a 10. Reason I gave it a 10, once again, congratulations to my son.
Oh, God. Well, see, your statement has been, you know, it's already biased, so you're going to scratch your score.
Right, Alexis, don't say we gave anybody anything. It'll be another conspiracy.
Oh, yeah, right, because somebody said that, it was already said that it was set up for him to win. But however, whenever, whoever, thank you anyway. No, I give it a. The trophies were nice. The venue was nice. Marcus, you really outdid yourself. I think it was just too big for.
I give it a 6.75. The categories didn't finish. The music shut off. The judges was carrying. It was a lot.
All right. Well, you know what? Since everybody wants to put everything out there, I want to explain to everybody why the music stopped. Okay, we were supposed to.
You did that already.
I did. No,
yeah,
I didn't.
Are you still here?
I told you why we started late.
You said because the DJ didn't have the equipment that he needed for the
Rodney. Rodney, you're not listening. We started. That's why we started late. That's not why the music stopped.
Got you.
The time was up, right? No. The issue was okay.
Can you make it as quick as you can?
Can you shut the fuck up?
No, you can be muted. Now we're going to the next caller. Your ballroom spot is late. Now 803-447, you're live on the air.
Oh, yeah, this is Father Paul again.
Hello.
Hospitality don't change. I'm good. I don't care what they do with the ball.
I think the ball is going back to
Morrisville next year because you guys don't like the
No, don't say that.
You know?
Y'all really didn't like the hotel at all?
Hotel rooms that the girls got locked for.
That wasn't at the Blake.
Do you guys know anything about it?
No. Alexis.
Why you call my name?
Your mother T.
Yeah, you're eyewitness.
Well, actually, Marcus was the one that put us to T, so Marcus, you could go ahead and fill us in.
I don't know anything.
Oh, okay.
Actually, we all were there for the exclusive when the child came into the room.
Exactly.
Well, yeah,
just happened to be
Marcus,
our friend.
Right, and Marcus brought in the room with us. Now, that room was some cheese. That room was some cheese.
Yeah, but I enjoy my stay in North Carolina. I enjoy hanging with old fam at my Jono's. And her was with our old fam and old friends and my Jono's on Sunday, dining, cocktailing, having nice.
Oh, you know. Shout out to Rasta. Thank you for the chicken box. I really loved it both times. Harold,
Cook,
really
I would like to thank y'all for coming to North Carolina. Y'all definitely made
so Marcus, are you really telling me that you're not going to give the tea about the girls having $800 worth of room service and pay-per-view?
I don't know anything about that, London.
Are you sure? Because you post it.
No, that's not true, London. That is not true. I did not post that.
Didn't somebody almost go to jail for shoplifting?
I'm not familiar with that.
It was something about Puda Chanel that you posted in the elite group.
No, I don't think that's true. London, I don't believe that's true. I believe those are false allegations.
I could take it
from the room and post it in my tea party now, if you want.
Well, you can always change names on your tea party, you know. You can always switch things out. You're really good at Photoshop, from what I hear.
Marcus,
yes.
I'm going to touch back on something, but not for a big debate. But when you guys are just, you know, as far as with the house, of course, Shannon and Whitney, you know, everybody, you know, they've been down there, and you guys got the chapter started and stuff like that. And you have the kids with their name early, you know, Giovanni,
let's not name them personally, but okay. Mm-hmm.
Like, who wants to walk balls and get their stuff out there, get their house name out there, and get that. So, are you taking upon yourself? Were those individuals the actual one threatened, or were you threatened and you are, you know?
Actually, to respond to that, the people who came out and said that, you know, that they were the ones, they were not, they, as I stated earlier, it was definitely not any of those individuals that came on the radio. I did receive what I consider a high security threat, not just towards my house, but other parties involved with the Carolina Wars Ball. I consider it a valid threat, and in my eyes, the security level has raised. You know, hopefully, honestly, well, you know, I'm not going to address that. Hopefully it can be addressed, and, you know, we try to resolve it. But, in regards to it, at this point, I have to do has to protect my members, because at this point I have 8 members and 4 female figures. So if something were to pop off, I'm not calling anyone's mother and saying this is what happened. And, you know,
So basically you're in the chambers right now just waiting to things air out.
It's not in the chamber, because let me be clear, we'll still be attending balls. We're not going to go to someone's territory where they have any control. Let me be clear.
If you're home, how is that not your territory? If you live in Carolina and that is considered your home, how do you not in control
of
where you live?
There's no ball. Hold on. I live in Charlotte, but there's no ball slated for Charlotte until July.
I mean, it's called the Carolinas, Marcus, so let's be
right.
100% now. It's North Carolina and South Carolina. So that's as one. So the people who live in those areas, and some people don't travel as much. Some people can't afford to travel, so they go to the balls to represent their area. So they have a chance, especially for the Carolinas, since the only way you can get other year is to walk the balls in your area, and they want to get the other years, then you're punishing them for not being able to go to a ball.
Okay, I'm not punishing anybody, and you have the right to do whatever you want. But for every action, there is a reaction. For everything you do, there's a consequence. So if you choose to ignore, you know, what happens, the mandate or the requirements, and it's not okay, then you suffer the consequences. Everyone has a choice. You just may not like the consequences that come from that choice. They have the right to go anywhere they choose to go.
And that's what you're going through right now. But someone asked me a question about, I don't know, but what about the certain house that got locked up at Target?
That is, I know nothing about that. Maybe Rodney or that young Alexis can talk about it. I know nothing about that.
Bloody. Wait, so are you father?
Yes, I am.
You are?
Yes, I am.
Oh, goody. That's lovely, but,
So Harold, you still lying? I hung up.
You know, when Harold can't speak, he hangs up. She loves to tell story tales. So, Marcus, come on. What about this hotel business? Let me know.
I don't know anything about that. I'm praying. I'm glad they got out, and, you know, I wish them the best. I hope, you know, that's something horrible for some, you know, to happen to somebody. So, you know, I hate to see anybody be down. So if it's true at all.
Okay, so basically the tea is Pou De Chanel, Jay, ex-Harira, now Couture, they were all in a hotel room. They couldn't give the information to the hotel people, and they were suspicious from there, and then they stopped. No, bloody, why am I talking over myself? They started to make noise, a lot of noise, so the hotel security came there and found coke, weed, all types of drugs and everything, took all their stuff and kicked them out and arrested Pou De Chanel for $800.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry to hear that. That's my first time hearing that.
Bloody, and the room was only like $99.99.
Alexis, your hair looks great. Who did your hair?
Go ahead.
Alexis?
Alexis is entertaining herself at the time.
Oh, so they said the cons were in Target for the aftermath getting their pieces. Seven and her kids. Is that true? So I hear crickets. Alexis, why did the chicken cross the road?
Is she still here?
Is she? Alexis, are you there?
Shout out to Selvin when it always.
Shout out.
Have we talked about grand prize yet, about those effects?
About those, about North Carolina being a country?
And it's Africa. And Africa being a country
is,
as well.
That is not what somebody asked him. The commentator asked him, where was he from? And he said, North Carolina.
He was a little nervous. You can tell. But he was nervous in his answer because he wasn't.
What about the one that said Africa?
No. What about the one that said that they were from Amsterdam?
Yes, they did.
So are the girls really illiterate?
Well, I want to give a shout-out to my son, Baby Boy Prodigy, for winning the state capitol schoolboy realness, and also his double win for winning at the aftermath the next day.
Lovely. 843-478, you're live on the air.
Yo, I just got a quick question for Marcus. I left the ballroom scene a few years ago to go back to school, and I kept telling everyone I was coming back after I graduated. I graduated on Friday, so the awards ball was my first time attending the ball in years, and it seemed like a lot of the discrepancies that was going on when I was in the ballroom scene are still going on, and it's a little discouraging, and it's keeping me from, like, coming back into the ballroom scene. So, Marcus, I'm going to ask you, what are you guys doing positively to, like, motivate people to come back to the ballroom scene?
You know, is this Boss?
Yeah, this is Boss.
Oh, hey. Thanks for coming out Saturday. It was great to see you. You know what? I think everyone gets discouraged. We go through the same thing. Boss, you know, when the council kind of got moving again, you know, we were trying to do cookouts and things to unite people, and they got discouraging because all we heard was complaints and fighting and aggravation, and, you know, all the free events that we try to put, and it gets discouraging. And I think, honestly, you leaving was like, you know, your opportunity to kind of bounce back, and me taking a break as well from actually going to every ball, because, Boss, you are one to contest that I went to every ball in the Carolinas, no matter where it was, if there were two or three in the same night, you know, did all that.
So,
I just,
Marcus,
you know,
didn't you say you were resigning? Aren't you resigning?
From the council. I'm not
exactly
giving up
the
ball.
He's still going to be on doing the ball, doing the world ball. He's still going to be part of the world ball committee and all that stuff.
But why?
What do you mean, why? Because Econ Blahnik, Tim Chanel, and because I want to and because I can.
London, could he answer my question first, please?
Right. But when it comes down to it, Boss, I think that you were one of the people in the ballroom scene in the Carolinas that brought an exciting function. No matter how many people came, you gave away your money, and you have a reputation that, like, kind of supersedes yourself. And I think those are the people that we need. I think that the Carolinas get so boffed into the large houses. It's like the Big Five, and houses like your house, the House of True Religion. I think that allow a more competitive spirit, and I encourage you to keep it going, because without you guys, it would always go to those Big Five houses. So I encourage you to come back out and push to, you know, recruit members. And I know it's hard because I'm in the same situation, having to get people who want to, you know, in this day and age, kids don't want to win, make a name by themselves. They want to build off the legacies that other people have done. And I think that's the discouraging part. I know it's discouraging. I'm just going to encourage you to, you know, us to just keep supporting each other. And, you know, I think, you know, you had some really talented kids that have gone on to go other places. Don't consider your house a starter house. You know, do whatever it takes to keep them. That's my, you know, words of advice.
Okay, thank you. Shasha, you're back.
Hey, London.
Hey. Hey.
This is Father Tony Marcus. Like, you, okay, look, you're, I'm listening. I'm still listening to everything you're saying. You would not be given that award for next year. You are not even going to be on no council. So therefore, all that's just about saying you can and you will. No, you're not. And Tony, I don't have nothing to do with the awards for next year. No, you would not, because people is going to speak up this year. The rest of this year, these people is going to speak up. And but you keep saying these large houses, it really feel like you got something against houses that's large.
No, I have nothing against houses that's large.
So,
I just think
so
that
why,
at some point,
so why are you keep saying stuff like that? You
well because
you,
well,
you
honestly,
just said it on the phone. You just said it
okay.
on the phone. You said it in Salola in your message. Okay, if the House of Gaston is not lost, that's on the House of Gaston. If the Prodigy's lost, the Revlon's lost, the Carr's lost, and the Chanel's lost, that's all. That's just us.
Well,
but
you're right,
you
and, that's, and I have no problem with that. I think the problem is smaller houses may understand how it feels to have to compete against a larger house. Bars,
okay, but wait. Okay, that doesn't make sense because when a category comes, the small house has two members that's working that category. The large house is a whole large. The whole house is not going to walk that category. And the person that's walking is fab and winning, they win it. That doesn't have nothing to do with those small and large.
My personal opinion is that it's harder for a person from a smaller house or a 007 to win. That's just my personal opinion.
Okay, wait. Best Dress was won by who, Rodney, Saturday?
Raven.
And that's not a large house. So, with,
but,
so what are
not,
you saying?
That's not, an, that's, not that's an exception to the rule. And I'm not saying, and I'm not telling you that it is an example.
No, a couture is a small house.
But I'm not saying a big house wins every time. What I'm saying is it's a little harder for a smaller house to win.
You know something else, Rodney, London, and Alexis, whoever that caller was, why would he ask Marcus anything? Why would he even ask him a question? He said that, I mean, he could ask Rodney that's been in the scene longer that accomplished much more than
Father Tony.
Marcus.
Father Tony, this is Boss. I asked Marcus the question because he was the only one on
this
the phone from Carolina.
Boss, you know a lot of people that have been in this team much longer than some motherfucking Marcus reacting him a question. And
well,
that's the reason why Marcus,
but listen, but Father Tony, listen to me.
Boss,
I directed the question to Marcus because
Marcus
he was the only one on the phone.
I said
when I left the ballroom scene, a lot of shit that was going on still going on when I came back. So I'm asking
you know
them,
why? You know why it's still going on? Because they got that motherfucking Marcus running shit.
So this
that's
is my
why.
Question. Next year, because you know what? I've actually even said this. Next year, even if I do sit out, when the same problems happen, who will be the blame next year?
You. No. Okay, whoever said you, no, because it's not going to be ran like the way it's been ran before. Because of the fact that certain things on award boards is just common sense. And Marcus, it's just like the last time I got on this phone, I said, Marcus, just leave my name out of it. And then someone got on here, said something, and you try to be smart and said, don't say that because I got blamed for doing that. All of that was uncalled for.
But Father Tony, it's not just y'all that are blaming me. I'm getting blamed from everybody. Like, honestly, and this is the thing. Nothing that happened with this awards ball did the other four individuals as part of this ball not know. Everything, every document, every word, they saw it, they read it, whether they ran over it or not. They were sent it. They were asked for their opinion. They made changes. They made suggestions. And we argued over it and we took a vote. I don't know why these people are pretending like they weren't sent the documents. I have the emails. I have the text messages. I have all these things. And that's what bothers me more. So they're sitting there and they knew what they did. And now they're hiding their hand, acting like they didn't do anything. And that's what offends me. I didn't do anything on my own because if I did everything on my own, a lot of things would have been different.
Okay. So, Tony, is it safe to say that Marcus is no longer welcome in the new in the North Carolina Awards Ball.
He got disconnected.
Marcus, once again, you're fired, sweetie.
Well,
London. If you knew this already, why would you even go back to do it?
What do you mean? Because you know what, London? I'll be honest with you. But this event, when we started this event, we never knew it would turn into what it turned into, the response. We never did anything for money. We never did anything for recognition. That first year, we were surprised at the outcome. Over time, this event has turned into something bigger than ourselves. And honestly, I think had we understood what we were getting ourselves into, it might have never happened. And that might have been why North Carolina has been an exception since at least 1996, and we haven't had a consistent awards ball until 2008,
Why would you even want to go back next year?
Well, you know what? Because you know why? Because honestly, I know in my heart I don't cheat, I don't steal, I don't change votes, and honestly, at the end of the day, I'm willing to show people and be very transparent with it, like I always been. I've told people how people voted, and I can let them see the answers. But the truth is, I don't believe that everyone is telling the truth. They're not telling people who they voted for. They're telling people, yeah, I voted for you, when they really didn't vote for you. When houses get that first ballot, so many houses will put themselves and not put anybody else. Now, just because your house voted fair and put two houses, your house and another house, every house doesn't do that. And those outcomes really change the game. The question for House of the Year should really be not to put two houses on the paper. The question should be, if you could not pick your house, your own house, who would you pick for House of the Year? And whatever name appears the most should be House of the Year. That's the true answer. Because all of this putting yourself, if true, Martin Luther King never called himself great. So if you're, and once people list you the most, it'll be undeniable. And that's my suggestion, but the other promoters didn't decide to do it that way. So it is what it is.
Okay. And how do you feel?
London. That's not true. House of the Year should not be on that. House of the Year should be on the most of the years and what house made the biggest impact inside that boardroom scene. It's not about a house to ever pick another house for House of the Year. Because it's just like if I don't like the House of Prodigy and the Prodigy did the biggest impact, and let's say the House of Carnival don't like the Prodigy, that means neither houses are going to pick the House of Prodigy.
That's not the majority, though.
I'm talking to London. We both know that the House of Prodigy deserves to win, but so happened no one liked that house, so no one's going to pick that house. The House of the Year should never be chosen or picked by houses.
I have a question, because we've kind of gone over this thing with the House of the Year being based on of the years. So this would be my question. If a house won, and I'm just give random examples, Women's Body of the Year, Butch Face of the Year, something random like maybe, let's say a house won five non-competitive categories, not really competitive categories, and then another house won four categories that are truly competitive, like Face, Sex Siren, Runway, and Performance. Which house should really get House of the Year? One house got more
Okay.
of the years than another.
Okay, it goes by the impact. It goes by grand prizes, the overall grand prizes, and all of that, Marcus. It does not go by.
Wait,
Marcus, you asked me a question. I'm going to answer your question. Now, House of the Year should never go by another house picking. Now, to answer your question, if the other houses does not have a trans man, does not have a woman's face, that's on that house. These categories are made for the ballroom scene. If houses does not have them members to cover them other categories, that's on that house. That don't have nothing
right.
to do with anybody else.
Now, can I ask you one last question? Do you remember when we were in that meeting last year in Charlotte and we agreed to split every category up? Like, it should be Drag's Runway of the Year and Femme Queen Runway of the Year. I could understand that if doing a House of the Year that way if every award was split up. But in the Carolinas, for some reason, we give three Runway of the Year awards. We give a small, tall, and big, but there's one female figure runway of the year. We give a Butch Queen face of the year, and then we give a female figure face of the year. So honestly, we're not splitting everything up fairly to where it would even be fair if we did it like that. And, you know, it would cost a little more to give out trophies, and I truly support, I understand what you guys are saying, but all these things play into that factor. So as you guys change the things, I hope that's one of the other things you consider playing in the change, like giving an award out for every individual gender, and then if that's how y'all decide to do it, that's fine. But to me, it's an unfair advantage to the houses that win all the three runway categories, and you have a female figure runway, and you know you might have a women, a femme queen, and a drag, and they all turned it, but they have to compete for one award.
Okay, I understand exactly what you're saying, but let me go back to the first thing you said. When you said y'all. I don't have no part to do with it. They asked me. I'm not going to have nothing involved with anything concerning the Alliance or anything. I will come to that first meeting. They will not ever see me again. I just want to make sure that the Carolinas do it right. And I said this when Rodney first came to the scene, if you're going to do it, you do it right or don't do it at all. And I tell that to anybody. I just feel that the way y'all was running it, it was not the proper way of running things. You know, I spoke to all of y'all. It's not like I have not reached out to all of y'all. It is just like Marquis said, well, Tony, you are the icon down there. I spoke to y'all. I spoke to y'all, and I spoke to all of y'all on a conference call and all, and told y'all how award board should be given. Did I or did I not, Marquis? Marcus, did
Why do I keep getting time? Muted? Yes, you did. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody keeps muting me. Whoever's on the switchboard, can you please stop doing that? That's not right. I understand what you're saying, and yes, you did ask us. You did kind of tell us how things should go. And in this year, when they meet on June 2nd or June 9th, whatever day that meeting is, that, you know, I hope that people come with open minds and really come to solve a problem. But you know as well as I do, when we come to those meetings, when the conversation gets drawn out and long, we have a tendency to move on and nothing happens. That's what's happened
That's
for the
true.
Last 2 years. So we've tried to change things, but because we get on one topic for an hour, everyone gets over and we haven't come to a resolution. Our Constitution in the United States took months and years to write. It wasn't written overnight. And so
okay,
I don't
Marcus,
know why
Marcus,
people think...
Marcus, you let me say this to you, okay? Honestly, I really don't care if you get involved with the award. I don't even care. My thing here is that I'm not fighting...
You just
fighting,
want to be fair, right?
I'm not fighting for who should give the awards more, but I'm fighting for if you're going to do it, you do it right.
Right, and Father Tony, what I want to tell you is that I have voted.
That's my main concern. And, like, we keep talking about House of the Year. My argument was not that. My argument was the disrespect that I feel that the nominees for, okay, Rodney have children down here. I have children down here. Harold got children. You know, we have children out here that y'all did not nominate that they did walk. But then when you look at the ballot's saying that other people walk when the other people did not even walk. You have people winning awards that only came for one ball, and that's not right to the people that live in the Carolinas and have supported all six or nine balls. That's not right. That's my argument. Okay, my argument, I don't give a damn about no House of the Year. My house have won House of the Year many, many a time. That's my main concern. If y'all going to do it, you do it right or don't do it at all.
Thank you so much, Tony. Do we have any closing statements? Because we're about to end the show. I have to go on this row in the morning.
Yeah, I love you, London. I really do. I don't know who you are, but I just, you really be on point.
I love you, too. Thank you.
Finally, I love you. Marcus, I'll see you when I see you.
Any, Rodney?
Say it again.
Do you want to say your goodnights to the girls?
Oh, yes. Everybody have a good night, and we'll see you tomorrow on Hot Topic Tuesdays.
Lovely. Do we have, it's just, okay. Nighty-night, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to the number one radio show in ballroom history. We're off and out, and I love you all. Thank you. Listen tomorrow. Thanks.